Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com. Making here every Thursday night. A few lives changed, who knows? I know I'm going to have some things happening. Miss Kathy, I'm going to be in a Chinese-made CJ-6 aircraft tomorrow, taking off at 11 a.m. sharp. Kurt and I are going to take off, and I'm going to take the controls at 900 feet, get us out to about, I think, 2,000 foot with a 3,000-foot cloud deck. So I'm going to be flying this Chinese-made fighter plane, and never have done anything like that in my life. I love aeronautics and aircraft. But the first time I've done an actual flight, so I will be at Angels 2, literally.
Lucky dog.
Damn straight, and we're going to be actually flying out to get the name of the city again. It's starts with a P. I remember that. It's out in the Bay Area. That's as close as I'm going to get. It's going to be about an hour flight getting out there, and the name will hit me as soon as I can remember it. But we're going to land out near the North Bay. And when we get there, what will happen is we're going to hook up with three other CJ-6 aircraft. Now, these are all Chinese-made, communist Chinese airplanes that guys have bought here. They're incredibly popular around the world. They're very reliable and very well-made aircraft. You got to give a tip of the hat to the Chinese government for doing that. But anyway, we're going to be in this, and it's literally a traditional fighter cockpit layout. So I will be in the back seat where the trainer normally sits, and we'll be flying along in that. But you are going to hook up with three other planes, and we're going to do close-in air maneuvers, meaning that formation flight. And I will be doing something that not a lot of people, even experienced pilots, have had the chance to be part of. Actually in a group of experienced guys that know what they're doing with this, and it's going to be amazing. So it'll be a whole afternoon of that. We'll buzz around all up near the North Bay, and God knows where we'll hit. But Then we'll go ahead and break formation, and he'll hand the controls back to me, and I'll just keep it heading back to Sacramento area, and we'll land back in Woodland, and I'll get home in time for dinner, and I'm going to have plenty of film. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have plenty of film. And yeah, it's going to be insane. So I'm going to be a raving maniac by the time I come home and just going, I've got to get one of these planes. I could just get out. I got to get this. This is too cool. So, yeah, but I am. It's just truly a chance of a lifetime. And if I said no to it, I did not know that we would have a good weather window this early. I figured it would be Sunday before it would happen. So when I came home and told Mom, I got the look, and she's going, you promised me you're not going to get killed in that thing. And I'm going, I promise, I swear I will not get killed. This is unsolicitedness. So we are going to be doing that, but I promise I will come back to you all with my body in one piece from this this incredible experience. And we're going to definitely be taping it. And I've worked out a pretty good sound capture setup, so we'll be getting the audio from Kurt up front talking with me through the intercom. And so we'll do my best to get some good footage and show you guys what it's like to be inside one of these planes. And I mean, who knows, he may let me do a little bit of aerobatics. So I just hope I don't throw up my lunch too bad if we have that happen. So anyway, we are here doing a Soul Stream, and we've got callers. Well, wow, we've got Gabriel calling in, and boy, it's going to be a busy night tonight. I do have Karen here, and Karen is our GRI Phoenix team lead, and she runs her own group down there, and but they're all satellited with us, so we share resources and help each other. And she has got the scoop of scoops. She was actually able to spend an evening. They talked their way into the Vulture Mine in Arizona and were able to go in and spend the night and collected evidence along with just lots of pictures. Got some great EVPs. We're going to play some tonight. And I think what we'll do, since we already have some callers waiting on the line, I think that 623 is her. So I'll go ahead and pop her on. But I am going to, I think we'll give Gabriel a chance, because he called in way early, and he had a real nice voice, seemed like a nice guy. And he's calling in on Skype, so we were giving him the double eye, going, who is this? And so we'll do a quick reading for him, and then we'll bring Karen in, and then we got a 614 caller out there. Can I say that right? 614 caller. We'll bring them in. And then the other thing that will happen tonight is we're going to bring Debbie Caruso on, and we're going to do a special ITC session. It's EVP from the other side. Instrumental transcommunication, if you want to know the full technical term. And we're going to go ahead and have Debbie and any spirits from Medium Circle come in and talk with us. Yes, I can't say Big Circle. Oh, no, I didn't say that, did I? So I'm saying Medium Circle. And as a matter of fact, that's what we're going to call our study group across the way when I do that. But that's a different story. We'll talk a little more about that later on. But anyway, we're going to have our friend, since the veil is thinnest just about now, we're going to have her come through and see if she is willing to share some messages from the other side. We're not going to ask any questions other than just to open the floor to her and say, what do you got? What's going on with you? And what do you have to share? And open it up to her friends to talk a little bit. So we'll try to do about a minute or two of audio, which takes a little while for me to analyze, and then play it back for you guys on air and do that. And then we'll get into some more readings after that. So anyway, Kathy, good to have you here. A little bit of a weird show, the first one tonight. It's been a weird week, huh? To say the least.
It really has.
Yeah, I mean, I had a little personal matter that kind of intervened, and so I'm a little off myself, and so I think I'm going to be able to do fine if I do some mediumship work. Bear with me, because it was sort of something that came out of left field, but we're definitely hanging in there, and so I'm going to go ahead and bring Gabriel on, and grab the wrong mouse. God darn it. I redid my setup in here, so things are a little funny here. Okay, we got Gabriel. Are you with us still, my friend?
Yep, still here.
Okay, and I'm sitting here sipping coffee. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I wanted to know if there's any family or friends or anybody on the other side that wants to give me a message. I've been told there was quite a few people, I guess, that wanted to talk to me, but and some of them I didn't know who they were, so I kind of want to like discriminate, you know.
Well, I'm getting a female. I got a female right off the bat, and I got a name that sounded, it started with a C. What was that? Did you hear that? Hello?
No, it wasn't me.
Okay, that was strange.
Wasn't
Anyway,
me. I was on mute.
that was odd. It sounded like I don't know what to make of that. It could have been an interference. It could have been anything. Anyway, I got what it felt like a medium age to younger female. I mean, and it started with like I guess an SH or a CH name. That's about all I can get right off the bat. I mean, is there a younger woman that passed around you?
Not that I know of, but I think I've been I don't know. I don't know actually. I've been kind of getting people that I'm not sure about, you know? So I don't know who they are. Like I've been told there was a young boy around me, and so I'm not quite sure who.
What is prompting you, with regard to this? Because I just get the sense, are you having manifestations or stuff around you, or feeling like you're being watched or something? Is this what's causing you to look into this?
No, I just feel that there's, maybe people that want to speak to me. I mean, because I've been told that there's like a little boy around me and other people. Well, now you say this, I don't know who she is, and I just want to find out who they are, and I
Is
maybe
this
if one maybe if
did
one
this
of them
start?
is my guide.
So you've been seeing different mediums then and psychics who've been you've been around and then they're telling you and so you're getting you've been kind of probing and looking for this answer, right? I mean that's
Yeah,
kind of what I'm getting at.
but some of them
So
weren't mediums, so they couldn't really tell me anything. They weren't, their like specialty wasn't medium, so they
well
couldn't really tell
what
me.
I What I get here is, the first name that came to me, I'll just, because I always pay for it if I don't say it right out. I got a woman named Cheryl, and that name came through immediately with you. And it's a woman who is she's appearing to me in the age of anywhere from about 15 to 25 would be, my guess. And, so take it down the middle, 20 years old. She seems to be related to you in some fashion. So this could be an aunt, somebody who passed, but from a family type thing, and I get mother's side. So I don't know, you may want to do some research on the family, but she's like definitely around you, and she's like a guide with you. That's the thing I'm getting. So right off the bat, you're talking about a little boy, right? You were saying about a little
Yeah.
boy.
Yeah.
I'm just not picking that up. I mean,
And someone
I'm
told me
just.
they've seen a guy with pale skin, dark hair, dark eyes, and that he wanted to talk to me too, but they weren't mediums, so they couldn't tell me anything. They just,
I'm gonna go back to this thing and why you're looking at this because I just keep getting the sense you've had an experience or something is driving you here, to looking at this. What? Can you tell, when did this all start with you? Because I just get this sense, distinct sense that there's a little more to this story.
Well, I mean, I just think I've had experiences like that, but I've just had experiences, when I was little, and I don't know. I guess I'm kind of like looking for answers now.
Ah, now we get to the root of the problem. So yeah, and it's not so much a problem, but we're getting to the root of the whole story here. So you had some experiences as a youth that you saw or heard somebody, right?
Well, I've heard my name being called, but I actually think that I had an experience in the light, and I believe it was God. Some people say it was an angel or whatever, but that's just the feeling I got because it was extremely powerful. So I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe you can tell me about that.
Well, when you have your name being called, especially at a young age, children are, as everybody well knows, it's very common knowledge that children are very open, and they will have these experiences. I myself had it at a very early age, and I was seeing and hearing these things, much more so easily than I do now, even. But in your case, if you had that, you had clairaudience, you actually were hearing your name be called. And the reaction I guess you had was you were probably a little scared. I mean, it's kind of scary to a kid to have that happen. You don't know what's happening, right? So I mean, did that but it left you curious?
Yeah, it left me real curious. But the thing that hopefully you can tell me is the experience I had with the angel or in the light or whatever it was. Can you shed some light on that? See, when I was little, I seemed to be like real sensitive to noises, to colors, like a whole bunch of stuff. And, I was
I'm not fishing for information because I'm doing this blind and that's one of the no-nos is when you give me, I'll ask questions just to kind of frame the problem, but I'm looking at it. I got it as a male. He presents as a male, but angels can, they're kind of neither. But I'm just seeing him as a man, and he's a young man, coming through to you. And this was why he was there. The thing I get with you is that you're sensitive. You have a gift that you really haven't realized. You were aware of this. I mean, I had a real similar experience as a youth. I mean, when this started happening to me, I was in a family, I was lucky because I was in a family where when I talked about these experiences, it was no big deal. It was like, oh, you've got the gift. Okay, here's how you deal with it. And, and it was not an everyday topic we had, but everybody knew and it was accepted. There was no big thing around it. In your case, I don't know that it was talked about in your family, but I don't think that you're the first, who's had these experiences in your family. It seems to run as a genetic family kind of trait with different family groups. I definitely get the impression of a man around you or presenting as a man, this angelic energy, but it just, as for the message, why he would appear, the thing I just get is you're this is a guide energy. This is someone who would try to be guiding you. I don't know what his message is because he's really, I'm having a tough time connecting tonight, and I'll be honest with you, because number one, I've had a little bit of an upset with family right now, and it's nothing that, I won't go into tonight, but so I'm a little off on my game, but that much I do get is that he's a guide, and this is something that you really, if you're being driven, okay, I'm getting a little more with this, so you're being driven to this. At this age, how old are you? You're in your early 20s, late teens?
No, I'm 29.
29? Okay.
But it's been driving me since I was early 20s. And
okay.
I feel like things have become more...
Okay. Then what I would say to you is this, is that you are being, they're kind of pestering you. In a good way to and sticking around with you to try to get you to see that you've got this thing that's going on with you. You need to, it's one of those things that you've been kind of approaching it in a rather unstructured way. And, you're kind of poking at people who can, trying to find out what the answers are. One of the things you can do, and I don't know if you've done this already, but is to invite them into your life. Invite them into your life to and say, look, I'm ready for whatever you have to teach me. Show me what it is I need to know about myself and what I'm supposed to be doing with this. And don't be surprised if it starts rather rapidly or in a fairly short time, but be prepared for it. Sometimes it takes a little while. And then they'll begin to make themselves known to you. But I do feel that this is a beneficial energy. This is not a haunt, so to speak. I do not feel anything about the little boy at all. I just feel that this is a more of a younger man presenting as teenage up to middle 20s adult, you know, that's coming through and is presenting as a guide to you. There is more than one that have come through for you, but this is the primary one. And Michael, I just got the name Michael. So that may be his name. That may be an angel named Michael, if not the Michael. You may want to study up on that. And the other thing I'm sensing with you is you went through, did you have traumatic childhood or a lot of like negative stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, it's personal.
Yeah, I was completely stressed out.
Okay, that might be why this is going on. So are you currently having trouble with dreaming and things like that? Where you do you wake up like you've been through a workout? You know, I mean, do you feel like you're not getting the sleep that you normally would get? I mean, is that do you feel
so,
like you just
more so in the past, but in the near past, I did. I feel like that's starting to get over. But the thing that made me question what was going on was because I was feeling a little uneasy, and I seen a shadow in my house. And as soon as I called for God or something, it like took off out the corner of my house.
Oh, when did this happen?
This was probably, months ago already, probably like
See, I knew there was something driving you. I was just like, yeah, there's something there. Okay, so there is more to this story, and that's what I was thinking. So you've got an energy there that's with you, and you're starting to see them, which is that's a good sign. You know, and when you see shadows, don't be freaked out. They're not all bad, you know. There's the occasional, troublemaker, but, you know, in your case, you've got the ability to see them out of the corner of your eye, and when you tried to look at it, it went away, right? It was gone.
It like took off out the corner of the house.
Yeah, and what that is, there's actually a physical reason for this. The rods and cones in the sides of the eye are more geared towards black and white vision. And they are also slightly more sensitive to different wavelengths of light than what our color vision does. So when you turn to face one of these things, it literally blanks it out, even though it's probably still there. And I've learned as I've done this work to kind of turn my eye, if I see one of these things, I turn my eye and try to keep it in as long as I can so I can see it. So, definitely, try to remember that if you do see them. And, call out to them if you do have that happen. Say, hey, who are you? And I'd like to know more about you. You could bring in a paranormal research team to try to find out more, have EVP done on you and on the house and do that. Gabriel, I get, and that's an interesting name for somebody who's having all these things happen, Gabriel, angelic. So I really do feel that you've got some very beneficial spirits around you. There's more than one, and I'm going to say the number four of them.
Okay.
But they all seem to be of the same caliber and I do believe that they are angelic in nature. So that you have some pretty powerful guides. They were around you when this whole thing was going on with you with this these stresses that you went under. It's kind of
well,
what I get.
I felt them, and I asked if they can give me their name, and maybe because it was Thor or something, they just gave me the name Angel, because the next day I went to many different places. I mean, not many, but it was different places, and everybody that I encountered had the name Angel, and they were wearing a large white name tag. I mean, large. It was all the same size. They almost all had the same decoration around it, and this was at different places.
Well, then you're getting that's absolutely they're using signs to get hold. If spirit could be jumping in your face going, I'm trying to talk to you, that's what's happening to you. So you are getting it in every way possible. If you just do this thing with the acknowledgement, and then I would recommend that you get around some people who are really specialists with angelic energies and can, preferably in your area, wherever you are, and talk to them, get some help with that and be around some people who've got experience with this kind of thing, and they can guide you. You've got a very good quality about you. You've got a good heart, and you know, and that's a lot of what's driving this. And you stepped into this life to do this. There's some kind of special work with this, and so this is going to change your life around a little bit. And I see this happening in the next 2 to 4 years. There's going to be some turnarounds for you. So, you got some interesting times ahead. But you're going to have to do kind of what I'm doing right now. You're going to earn your stripes. You know, I'm going through mediumship training, and I'm doing this work on air, and I get up in front of this mic every day and go out there and face this down, you know, and sometimes it's butterfly night, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. But in your case, you seem to be very, gifted in going towards this, you know, and they're going to do this to you kicking and screaming. I'm sorry to tell you that. You're going to be drug kicking and screaming to the microphone or being in front of people doing this. So, get ready. This life's about to get interesting for you. So,
I'm glad I called. I knew you'd be able to shed some light on this, you know.
Yeah, well, thank you. What I would really do, too, is, tonight when you go to bed, you know, just have a talk with them, and I know it sounds foolish. I mean, I talk to my guys all the time. I'm going, what were you thinking? Half the time, but you know, a lot of times though, I'll just go out and I'll thank them for what they do for me. And with like my personal challenge I'm going through right now, there's just stuff that is going to happen in life that is inevitable. And you just give thanks for those, because those are lessons. And you've been through some, tough ones of your own. But just thank them, and then ask for the best way that, for them to guide you to the best way that they can get their message to you. And those things will start happening for you, and it'll be kind of magical. And what I'm curious about is, I hope you call back, in the next few weeks and months, is I'd like to hear what happens with you, because you've got a unique story. Yeah, and I think you're going to do great. So
yeah, well, I am really grateful. I do feel, that it's positive. I just kind of needed some info, some light on it.
Well, I'll tell you what, keep in touch, but definitely, you've got some assignments to do here. And, and number one is to get around some local folks. There's a local store near you. I feel that. And they'll probably guide you to that. And they're going to guide you to the right people. And just trust your instincts and feelings with them. And if they feel good, then it's probably the right thing to do. And then just test it out. And there you go. So I think you are going to be in good hands. But stay in touch. I'll be glad to read you some more, in the future. And we can just, see how you're doing.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Okay. All right, my friend. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. And that was Gabriel, and a nice guy. I mean, there's a good energy. Yeah.
Florida, Chris, you wanted to know, I'm not saying anything, Quinny, but Florida, Chris, you wanted to know, Butterfly Night, can you explain that?
Butterfly Night. I as often as I've done this show, and as often as I've been doing this work now for, it seems like years now, but it's only been a short time, since February started, and we started catching fire here. On Thursday nights, I will have literally butterflies in my stomach. I think all performers have this, people who do work with the public or get in front of microphones. And it's something that you just go through. And, tonight, especially with, some of this, I'll tell you a little bit about what's going on with me right now. My dad had some stuff done, and they think they found a little something. So we're kind of making sure that everything's good. Let's just say that. So we're worried, a little bit worried. That's kind of why I'm a little bit off, guys. And, it's been a rough, few days. So we're just waiting to see and make sure everything's good. And I'll definitely, I'm man enough to ask if you got prayers, you could sure say for my dad right now, because we could use it. So, I'm definitely not quite myself. And so we'll get, we're going to get through this. But, that's kind of why. But generally, though, before any show, really just about any show I do, I have a little bit of butterflies. I think it's good because it puts me in the right frame of mind to be ready for you guys and to, to give it my best, because it's just, that feeling you get, like you're on the edge of a wave, you know, and you don't know what's going to happen, but you trust that it's going to go good. And that's what it's all about. So, yeah. And Florida is, look, she's saying, Florida Christie, thank you, John. I thought butterfly as in mediumship or something. Well, yeah, it probably is a little butterflies. I probably actually have little butterflies materializing in my stomach. That's true. That could work. Anyway.
And you got a air host is Lake County Ghost Hunters, I do believe is what he put.
Oh, okay. Good to see you, my friend. Yeah, Lake County. I think that's in California out here, if I remember right, out to the west. But I think, you know, we're going to take a side little break here. I know we got callers out there, but I got one in particular who called in to be on, and that's my one of my teammates. Oh, my God, the call lines are crazy tonight. So what we'll do is I'll bring go ahead and bring Karen on and talk about the case, and then we'll move into some mediumship and stuff like that. So I'm going to bring 623 on. Hello.
Hello, John. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, my
friend.
Hi. How are you
guys? Hey, pretty good. I mean, it's been a crazy week, but we're good to see you. You have got the scoop on. We actually are beating, GRI is. We got the all-girl band went out and tell us about your hunt. And we've got some stuff to play, too.
Yeah, me and my friends, we're all in my group, went out to Vulture Mine, and we camped out in the town overnight. And we got the run of the town. So we got to run around and go through all the buildings, anywhere we wanted to go, basically. And we had a really good time and had some interesting things happen and got some good EVPs, and it was a great time. And the best part is that right before I went, I found out that the Ghost Adventures were going to be airing a show tomorrow night, that they were at the Vulture Mine. And so it's like, oh, yeah, this is cool. I'm going to beat them. Beat them to the punch.
Yeah.
I actually asked Ghost while I was there if they saw Zach, Aaron, and Nick when they were there. And I did get an EVP back from it. I asked if they liked him, and I got Zach, what was it? Zach is nice. I got an EVP that says Zach is nice.
Yeah, and we got that. Actually, we can play that if you like. I've got that, and I did a little enhancement on it too for you.
Okay.
So, yeah, let me go ahead and...
Yeah, a lot of them, some of them were really good EVPs. I didn't really have to do anything to them.
Yeah, this one, you had boosted it slightly, and when I went in, I went ahead and added a little bit to it to bring it out a little more. So here we go. We'll go ahead and play that, and this is the Zach is Nice one, and I'll play it at 100%, and we'll play it a few times so everybody can hear it. Here we go.
Did you meet Zach, Aaron, and Nick when they were here?
Mm-hmm.
How did you like them?
Now, yeah, and that was the interesting part. It sounded almost female, Karen, when I was playing that.
A few of my EBPs were female.
Yeah, and... Yeah, and it seemed like it was saying something about Zach. I couldn't quite tell, but I think you're on the right track with your interpretation. But I'll play it one more time here. Here we go.
Did you meet Zach, Aaron, and Nick when they were here?
Mm-hmm.
How did you like them?
Yeah, it's definitely female. You know, and I'd like to take that and isolate that and wash it a little bit more, you know, because I did it, I had like 30 minutes before show when I, you know, did the processing. And, you know, but it definitely sounds female.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, yes. It's like, that is cool.
Where were you when that, you caught that?
I think I was in the kitchen on that one. It should say on there, on the EVP.
I renamed it because when I did the upload, but I do believe I did say something, K KCHN or something like that, the way you had that. So I wasn't
it's
sure
chicken, yeah.
if that's what that meant. Now we have another one that says Jim McCready.
Yeah, it sounds like it's saying help Jim McCready. Or
okay.
McCready or something like that. I actually called the woman there and asked her if they had any list of names of the men who were hung in the hanging tree, because they said there was like at least 18 that they know of that were hung in the hanging tree. And he said, no, but her daughter is doing history on the town. So I called her, and she does have a list of names, but not of the men who were hung. But none of those were of Jim.
Well,
so far as
he's
found out.
That tree, by the way, maybe if you post the link to, in the chat room to that, your site where you had all the photos.
Okay.
And there's pictures of that whole vulture mine, and then that hanging tree is an evil looking tree. I mean, that don't look good at all. Yeah. Just,
well, it's gotten old. It's fallen down a little bit, but yeah. And apparently it was right in front of Henry Wickenburg's home, which is the man who founded found the gold mine there. He discovered the gold there back in like 1863, and that's the name of they named the town after him there.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and play this one, and I'll play it a couple of times. Here we go at 100%, and I did a little processing on this one too, by the way. So here we go. Okay, I'll do it again, and it's just at the beginning, and it's you hear a little bit of talking, and this one's going to need more washing to be really bring it out, but you can hear it, and I did hear what you heard. I heard I'm Jim McCready or something like that. McReady. So here we go. And you guys were like laughing.
Yeah, well, we were having a good time.
Yeah, I'll bet you guys were. I mean, yeah, they brought a RV in, and we're all camped out there, spent the night in the RV. but you know, here's one that's called "Helping Her" or "Help Her." You know the one I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. This one, I think it's a woman saying "Help Her."
I sent you.
Yeah, it's one of the ones. So I'll go ahead and play this 100%. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Think we can find any gold in here?
Yeah, right at the end. And it sounds just like this, help her.
Yeah,
you know?
I do have a helper. I didn't know I sent you that one.
Yeah, here we go again. I'll play it one more time.
Think we can find any gold in here?
Yeah, definitely. It's saying help her. You know, that's a good one. I mean, yeah, it's did you feel watched in this place when you were there?
Yes, I did. And a few of us, yeah, we did have feelings. We were getting answers. We were asking questions with the dowsing rods, and we were getting answers. And at one point, I was getting those EVPs about Zach and that. I said, I know you're here, because I felt something there. And the door in the next room all of a sudden started to close, and it had a loud creak. And we all just kind of stopped for a minute and went, okay.
That's an amazing phenomena to have happen. So when you do your case report, major hint, and at the end, we're going to have to cover that one. And then I want to fly out there to take a look at this place. This is too good.
Definitely love to have you. In fact, we're going back on the 6th.
On the 6th of November?
Yeah, we're gonna go again.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's just too cool. That sounds like one. Yeah, I won't be able to get out there for then, but if we can sneak it in January, I might be able to get down that way and take a look at that, because that's just too good of a case. I mean, that kind of evidence, and some of the photos are awesome. So, and I downloaded all of them, so I'm going to post them in the case file for you, by the way. So I'll post these
good.
And get that all going. But But hey, you know, thanks for calling in with us.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm looking forward to watching their show tomorrow night and seeing what they got.
Yeah, it would be interesting to find out if we have anything that correlates. So, I think it would be a good idea if we, I'll go ahead and enhance what I've got, and if you have any more that you want me to work on.
Oh, yeah, I've got quite a few more.
Then I'll send them to you, and then if you want to go ahead and send them into, the GAC forum out there. There's a GAC forum that you can go on where the team will, you can upload stuff and have them listen to it. Or, who knows, maybe it'll correlate. So
that would be awesome.
But anyway, it's your first investigation, so congratulations. You led your first investigation and went out there and did a great job. So, yeah, you and it was all-girl band. They went out there and represented GRI well. So,
yeah, we had some interesting audio.
Oh, boy. I'm going to get to listen to some really cool stuff. What we're just talking. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for coming on with us. I appreciate it.
You take care, John. Bye, Kathy.
Okay.
I love you, Karen. Love you, too, girl. Bye-bye.
Love you. See you later. That is, isn't that something? I mean,
they were good.
Yeah, they went out there. I mean, I found out about it after. It was like she just sprung that, and I just went, "Whoa, you did what?" And then she just started telling me about it, and she said something about some mission, but I didn't quite, connect the dots. And then when she did say, send me this stuff and started showing me, I was like, "Oh my God, you went out and kicked butt and took names." So I'm just impressed with her and what she did there. So, we'll find out more. And by the way, for those of you, I was on the first show tonight talking about it, but we're reviewing all of the 2010 case reports and evidence. So I'm going to be a madman for the next 2 months. And December 15th is my cutoff date that I've kind of imposed, even though I would still have to do it if I missed. But I'm trying to get all the cases I can done, locked in, and the paperwork done and everything finalized. And then what I kind of am thinking for the cases I can't quite get out to do the reveal, we'll do some on-air reveals. So we'll have it all online for the, for the client, and then bring them in and show them what we got and make you guys part of the reveal. So that's going on. But let's go ahead and move on. Who did we have next? I think we had 614, my dear Kathy. And let's see. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. And Gabriel, so listen in. So I'm just going to say, hey, that was a great read, Gabriel. So keep listening in. We won't boot you. Okay, 614, you're on the air.
That's 814.
Oh, 814. Hell, I got the wrong glasses on. I can't see squat. Who we got there out in 814, 614 land?
814 is Shannon. How are you?
Hi, Shannon. Doing good.
Oh,
what can I do for you?
Well, I've had some really crazy things going on, and would like to see what the angels have to say, because I have a feeling that they have something that they need to say to me.
You're talking real low, hun, so I'm just going to try to repeat back what I thought I heard. You were saying that it was you had some creepy things going on, and you're trying to understand what's going on, and it's going on with you in particular?
Just a lot of strange, very, for the last almost the entire month of October, I don't even know how to explain it. Everything is completely way out of balance.
Okay. Now, is this in your home?
My life in general, everything is just like completely upside down.
Okay, so are you having presences around you? Is that what's happening in physical events? I mean, is that kind of what I'm picking up on here?
Physical events, and I guess I don't understand exactly what's going on. I'm kind of I don't even know how to ask. It's extremely strange.
What, you know, can you give me, I mean, you're talking extremely strange. Are these like events that are occurring to you, and when you go from place to place and they have like a thread of continuity? Is that what's happening? And it's just strange stuff, but when you look at it from you stand back, that's kind of what you're talking about?
Okay. Yes, lots of strange things. I'm telling you, I've been getting attacked left and right out of nowhere from people.
You've had negative events from people and life in general, so it's just a lot of rough stuff hitting you.
Oh, it hit me, that's for sure, and I just, like, I guess I don't understand how to ask a question like that or where to even begin, because I feel like I'm trapped. I know exactly what direction I want to go in my life, and I feel like I'm stuck.
Okay.
And this month, quite honestly, unbelievable. I wish to never repeat this month ever again. And,
well,
but I do understand a lot of things, because a lot of things are so clear to me. And I can catch it. I'm like, oh, I know what this, okay, I know this lesson, I know this, I know that.
It sounds
so
to me like
is there.
It sounds like you've got a major lesson going on, you know, and that's you, because you brought that up, and that was the kind of the thing I'm getting. And I'm not connecting the dots on the events occurring. These are people that are kind of going off on you, and you've got strange situations that are occurring that's just kind of, you know, unbelievable stuff. You wake up and you go, you talk to somebody and they bite your head off, or they do something that's so completely out of character. Is that it?
Events and people? Yes, all of the above. Absolutely all of it.
This all seems, you know, the thing I'm getting is this all relates back, going back to something years ago.
Years ago.
Yeah, this seems like to go back to something. Pardon me?
I can't even imagine what that would be.
I don't know, but I'm getting it. It's like it's, you know, this all started as a process years ago, and now it's reached its, like, peak, and you're in some sort of, yeah, the word I get for you is tornado. have you had any help? Have you tried to face this by yourself?
Yes, sir. I have been facing it all by myself.
Oh,
yes.
Son, you can't do that. I mean, this is too big for you. You know, it's taxing your sanity to be, you know, and I'm not saying that you're insane, but it's creating conditions in your mind that you're looking for this stuff to happen everywhere, and it's attracting the wrong kind of energy towards you. You know, and so, you know, and if you were to go into the medical community, they're going to just drug you up and say you're not, you know, say you're just, you know, you're mental. Or just treat you that, you know, they're going to treat you, you know, they'll look at you as a woman and say, oh, well, here's a pill, go away, pat you on the head, you know, which is the wrong thing to do. This has more metaphysical causes, you know, to it. There's something, some event that happened. That's what I'm being told. And it's something to do with, it's almost like an accident, something that you accidentally did or an accident that happened to you. And I don't get what that is. But
my ex-husband had left, and I'm trying to think. He just recently tried to come back, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you feel that, are any of these things of a paranormal nature? Or because it doesn't, the way you describe this, it's not. That it's just strange situations, crazy stuff.
Yeah, and it's extremely negative, and I pray every single day.
Okay, one thing, since it's so, you know, I don't think that you're, I don't think that you're haunted, but I do think that this sounds very similar to what would be called psychic attack. And you may be very well under attack, and there is some such thing. This is there are people out in the world who will try to bring energy to bear on someone and actually hurt them. And there's ways to do that, and it is extremely possible to do. You know, there are ways to get clearance, you know, clearing of this out of your life. But, you know, this is something I would consult somebody with some professional experience with that. But there are good books on the topic also. If you just look up psychic attack on Google and go out on Amazon, you'll find plenty of books on the topic. And, you know, it has the lessons that you can do to lessen the influence of this stuff in your life. And I do feel that there is somebody, this accidental thing, whatever this was, you ticked somebody off, you've done something that this person decided that they're going to turn their vengeance on you. And I feel it is a person. It's a directed living energy not happy with you. And I'm not sure, and I'm not going to take the easy way out and say husband, because I don't think that he's that good. So, you know, this... Yeah, I think this is something else. Whoever this is, and it feels female to me. It's a female.
I'm going to say it's probably my sister, because that's when it all started. She has went through my things when I was not home and completely destroyed all of my clothes and has been writing horrible, horrible, horrible things about me and my children, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse.
Well, hon, I'm going to say this. What this is it's one of those things that I can give you some emergency things to do. Kathy is saying if you could just speak up a little, because I'm hearing you, but so everybody can hear you. But some emergency things you can do. Number one, you can immediately light a white candle and start, you know, basically going through your home and declare that space free for you for right now. You need a respite from this, and you know, get that dealt with. And then I would also bathe in salt water, get some bath salts, you know, and do this tonight. I mean, you need this. Get into the bath and put salt water in, and basically soak in that, and it's going to absorb a lot of the negativity coming at you. One of the tried and true regular things I recommend to people too who are under this kind of a thing is to use black tourmaline and sea salts in containers around the home, and put these things around you. And I know it seems like mumbo jumbo, but there are physical properties to these things that actually do seem to repel these things. We were having trouble here at my home with this, and it did a great job. So, and then, you know, once you have that and you've got your little space that you've got some room to be able to kind of push back on this, then the next step is to get some help dealing with, you know, the cause of the situation, which is your sister. And that would be through somebody with experience in these things, dealing with psychic attack. So there are...
that it is my sister.
I believe it's a female energy, and if your sister is doing these things to you, and she has any knowledge of attack, psychic attack, it's very likely she is the cause.
I'm not sure if she has knowledge or not, but I know that my mother does.
Well, then it's, you know, what I would say is definitely get somebody with experience in being able to track this energy down and find out. Now, if your mother also has a beef with you?
My whole family does, because I'm completely different than they are, and I'm very spiritual, and they definitely don't like it.
Well, then I would say that, you know, limiting contact, doing everything you can to stay away from them. You know, we came under an assault from an individual in my family, and I took I had some ability to deal with this, and I used certain techniques, if you will, to seal the property from them. And one exercise you can do, I'll give you this, which is a good one. You can imagine a shield around yourself, completely around yourself, and shield yourself with white and gold energy. Visualize this in your mind very strongly. You want to be, especially when you feel anything going on, or if you see something that's going wrong, you just close your eyes and take a deep breath and keep breathing and imagine that. Now, what you want to do is imagine that when anything negative comes at you, those shields turn into mirrors. And what they do is they redirect the energy away from you and back to its source. And when you do that, you also imagine it transmuting that energy into something that, so it's only good comes out of it. And it will frustrate the intentions of the person that's directing the energy to you. So the more I listen to this, the more I tune in. It's definitely psychic attack. I mean, you're being messed with, and this is not a good energy. So but you can defend against it. When we cut off our relations with this one person who was causing the trouble. And then I did the seals, and I occasionally go out and renew them. I go out and work on these, and definitely keep the property sealed because, being in the public world, we have, doing what I do, definitely attract some interesting people. So, this is the kind of thing you do. You put those things up and protect yourself and guard your energies. But a lot of it is mental against you too. So, it can magnify. And hun, all this is a bunch of illusions. This is stuff they're throwing at you, trying to make you kind of fall into line. And it's all revolves around one set of emotions that all collapse to one, and it's called fear. And sweetie, it's a bunch of BS. Once you take yourself back and you have this structure like I'm talking about, mm-hmm. and you start doing that, and you're taking your power back, and it will frustrate the hell out of them. But this will come to an end, the minute you start fighting back. And it really is a fight. I mean, you're fighting to take back your mind and your peace of mind and your peace and sanity. And, I wish you well. I really do, because you do need follow up on it. But do me a favor, read up on psychic attack, and you'll find out a lot of the things I'm saying are techniques in those books.
Okay, how do I track the energy down?
First things first, get the knowledge, then find, what I recommend is if you want to find somebody who does have experience in this, go to some of the local, metaphysical stores and ask around for somebody who can help with this. There's always somebody good in the area and they'll know what to do and you can hook up with them and, they'll be able to help you work that out. The main thing to do is just, start with some triage, because that's what you need right now, because I can hear it in your voice. You're just on the edge. You're looking over your shoulder everywhere you're going, and it's not a good thing for you, sweetheart. So, this will get you on the right track, but you need to, when you're dealing with a massive problem, what do? You start with the first thing that, you can do something about, and the big thing you need right now is knowledge. And then tonight to do a few of these simple things that'll give you a little rest and respite. So. Okay.
Well, it's definitely affecting everything in my entire life. Like everything, my kids, my career, absolutely everything. I can't even seem to get things straightened. Even the harder I try, the worse it gets. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Well, what you're doing is, it's the attitude that you're taking to it, and that's through no fault of your own. That you're taking that, you're seeing it through the prism of what their intention is, which is the fear. So this is, that's how this works. And so when you can break that cycle by taking your power back, and you are controlling events, and you're controlling and saying, no, by God, you're not going to come in here and do this to my life, and you start going from that angle, it is a very powerful technique, and it will work for you. You're not the first person this has happened to. The literature is just replete with examples of this, but you're dealing with a very negative individual or individuals. But there's one, I'll say this, one is the primary instigator. And, is really the one focused on bringing you into line and wanting to get back at you for whatever this is. But she's very well cloaked. I'll tell you that much. I can't really hardly see anything of her. I know it's female, though. and it's a vindictive nature.
I can't think of who that would be.
Well, you know, I would just say right now, you know, with everything going on, these are classic symptoms of this. So, you know, sweetie, I would start with the basics. You know, like I've told you, just get, you know, get tonight, get yourself a little spacer. You're pushing back on it. You can get it back, held back a little bit. And that'll give you some clear room to think. And then your next actions are the book, and then go into, you know, go ask around and find somebody who can help you with this, because it's very real energy, and I can feel it from here with you. I mean, it's just, you know, you're in pain, and that's not good. That's not good for you at all. You are spiritual, and you're a good person. This is just something that, you know, people go through their lives and think that this is, you know, that, you know, nobody would ever do this to you. Well, yeah, they do. You know, they're human beings, and there's an infinite range of attitudes and mentalities and belief systems that go along with them. And unfortunately, some of them choose these directions. And what ends up happening to them is very unfortunate, because they choose to cause hurt, and it comes back on them. And it's and they pay for it much more dearly than the victim that they chose to do this to. So if you think that you've got it bad, wait till they have to reap what they've sown. Yeah. But you're going to get through this, okay?
So there's definitely more than one?
I feel you've got a primary instigator, but I feel that, you know, the numbers 2 and 3 would be probably a good way to say this. It's a gang. You know, they're definitely talking amongst themselves. Somebody is using some extraordinary knowledge to mess with you. Yeah.
And this is something that happened like 2 years ago, and it's just now coming
out?
I
feel like it's relating to some incident, something, you know, this is the part I'm not being given any information to see beyond the timeline. This started a long time ago. And whatever instigated this, it starts off small like this, and it builds, and it builds, and it builds. And before you know it, you're looking up, and everything's turning to crap in your life, and you don't know why. And you're calling guys like me. And, you know, and that's what's happened. So you'll find the answers when you start, you know, dealing with the research part. But that, you got to put that to the side. You know, what you do first is you raise your shield, you know. In any fight, you know, in any fight between two opposing forces, you know, you've got an attacker and you've got a defender, and you're being attacked. You've got to put your arm up and take the blow and shield yourself to give yourself time to think of what to do next. That's where you're at right now. You're in a tactical situation. Strategy is a different story. You know, we can talk about strategy later. Tactics is what you need now. So.
Yeah, because it's really affecting my college and everything, and this is my last chance to pull everything off with my last quarter, and I'm already 6 weeks behind in school, and it's constant. There is something that happens every single day, every time I sit down to do my homework, and to get things set up, and I can't get away from my family right now, because, like, honestly, with everything that happened, I ended up having to move back in with my family, and I had tried to get back on my feet, and every time I turned around, I was helping them. I was helping my mom. I was doing this. I was doing that, because I'm such a good person that now I'm absolutely completely broke, and I have absolutely nowhere to go, and they know it. And it will be of three sisters and a mom, and it is
sweetie,
every day.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I've got to move on here, but what I'll do is I'll say this. Just do this one thing for me tonight, and then just the other thing to be thinking about would be get yourself out of that situation. You know, you're going to have to, and I know it's tough, but you need to do that. So, but I wish you well, and just go ahead and, you know, do the technique, you know. Guard, you know, bring your defenses up, and you're going to be fine. Okay?
I do have to tell you that I have been doing LBRP every day.
Okay.
And
what is LBRP?
lesser banishing ritual that helps keep negativity away?
Okay, you're getting into magic, and magic is extremely powerful, potent stuff. What you want to do, you want to be around somebody who knows what they're doing. Okay? And, you know, that's nothing to play with. Okay? That's, there's, you know, and I know a little bit about this. I've done a lot of reading on all these sorts of things and been around it and seen it, you know, in action. So you need to be very careful what kind of fire you play with, hon. Okay, so that's why you need to be around somebody experienced and who will guide you through that. You are trying to handle it in a way that, you know, banishing rituals are very effective if you've prepared the ground first. But what you've done is you're trying, you know, you're coming at it with a lot of emotion and you're kind of being directed by it. But you are under attack. So, you know, stop with that. And, you know, my advice is stop with all that. Build up your defenses first. Okay, and let all the rest of that go. Clear your space, and then what you know, then go through those next steps, and it will work. And trust me, I've been through this.
Okay.
Okay.
I will do that. I will do that. But honestly, the reason why I did the lesser banishing was just to protect myself because I was looking up stuff for protection.
Well, you were doing your mind is in the right place, but you need help, and you need help from people that really have been through this and know. So, you know, it was a good self-help technique, and it may work, but there's kind of an order to things, and you were kind of getting the cart before the horse. So what I would say would be work on the internal structure, you know, and the internal protections that you can do. And then we can talk about some of the things like that where you can do rituals, which are very effective. They have power. They're thought forms. That's what they do. They're a physical thought form. But what you were trying to just pull it out of the air, and you're not prepped for it. You know, you don't have that. You haven't put the work into it. So this will work if you do what I say.
Okay.
You know, okay? And you stay in touch with me, all right? I want to know how this goes.
Because the last time I talked to you, it wasn't so bad. And then, okay.
Well,
thank you very
much. All right, sweetheart.
Yes.
Take care. Okay. All right, we're going to move on because we got the night flying by. We got 504. Sorry about that. These glasses, I got to do something about this. 504, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, hell, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Who
this is Dawn.
Hi, Bon. Or
hi.
Bon?
Dawn, D-A-W-N, yeah.
Oh, Dawn. Okay, Dawn. Good to meet you, Dawn.
Good to meet you. I was calling because I just had a question. I do believe I have some sort of abilities, and I'm trying, you know, my best to, you know, just absorb everything and try to learn more. Do you see that, you know, as being a possibility for me? Because I have, you know, I've sensed, you know, like spirits when they've been around me. I've also communicated with certain people, particularly someone who's passed on, who, you know, I cared a whole lot about, and I have had a lot of communication with him directly back and forth, and it seems to be quite easy. So I was just wondering if, you know, I do have some sort of abilities and, you know, what you think they might be.
Well, as you were writing that, number one, I was getting aura. And a lot of, you know, your ability to see things. I was getting auditory, you know, the auditory senses. And that you have premonition gifts. And that you very definitely are mediumistic material right off the bat.
Okay.
So, yeah, that you are extremely good at this. It's, you're a natural. You should be getting trained and going through, you know, kind of the process I'm going through. But I mean, as soon as you start talking, one of the things you guys don't see me doing is I'll be sitting there, and as you are telling, you know, the stories are coming through, I'm getting, you know, impressions. I'm writing stuff down, and I'm making pictures, and I'm just doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And, you know, and the next day I go, what the hell did I do there? But I mean, I'm just doing it. So I'm catching the germ of the idea, and I'm getting it on paper. And so that's immediately the thing I get with you. And this has been going on for you a long, long time. You know,
really?
You have not. Yeah, this is not new, is it? I mean, these
Once in the past year, maybe year and a half, that's for me, that's when it really kind of kicked in. But, I mean, it may have been going on before that, and I just didn't realize it.
I think you've been doing it since about age four. Yeah.
Really?
I think you've been using it in ways that you didn't know. There are people other mediums I've dealt with, and myself, I know this about myself, is I was having little experiences. The first I can remember is age five when I saw my first spirit, and these things announced themselves in small ways. Sometimes you think that's natural and that everybody else has that gift or ability. Why don't they see what I see? Or, I take it for granted that I know, somebody is lying to me when I go into a room or what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. I had a little shock today at work. It was, something that I kind of saw coming a month ago, mediumistically, and psychically I knew it was going to happen, but it happened. And I already knew a month ago that there was something really wrong, it's a personnel thing, no big deal. I mean, everybody survived it, but it was something that was just going to happen no matter what. But that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. You seem to have a knowing ability. And then the spirit thing, this has been going on a while with you. So I really think you should follow it, as far as you want to go.
Definitely interested, for sure.
Yeah.
I have been trying to soak up whatever I can through books or through people I know or, things of that nature. Just try to gain knowledge however I can because I would like to develop it more.
Where do you live? Because I got a word here.
I live in New Orleans. Yeah, I live in New Orleans.
Okay, because I drew a picture of a star. And then the word Lincoln. I don't know what this word Lincoln means, but I was just, and that's why I was going, is it Lincoln, Nebraska, is where she's calling from?
No, I'm calling from New Orleans, Louisiana.
I think you're going to run into somebody or some area named with the word Lincoln in it. And when it happens, you're going to know. So, but the star thing, I just think you're right on, you're kind of, the way to interpret that would be you're going to follow your star. This is the way to go,
Okay.
And, I get a good vibe with you. Yeah. I mean, it's something you should do. Yeah. It's funny. So many mediums I talk with, who are just when they first get into it, and myself included, when I was first going through it, I'm looking around for validation going, am I really having this stuff happen? Is this crap really?
Exactly.
Is this real?
What I experience all the time. I second guess myself all the time.
Yeah, and that happens even to experienced, folks. I mean, the superstars that are out there that are doing this say the same thing that, here we are, in meat and potatoes variety, mediums and the stuff that are out there in the world. We all feel it, and we help each other, So my advice to you is do what I'm doing. I'm starting a mediumship development circle, and you can find one in your area. There are spiritualist groups around, and you're in New Orleans. My God, it's the haunted capital of the world there. So you're not going to have any trouble finding some help with this. And I just think you're going to have a great career ahead of you with it. I think it's going to be really rewarding for you.
Okay. Yeah. Also, like I said, there's a particular person who has passed on about a year and a half ago now, I guess maybe. And it just seems like him and I, it was someone I cared about a whole lot, and he passed on. And I communicate with him a whole lot through many different ways. And it's just like, it's just like wow, did that just really happen? Or did I just really get that, I just wanted to see if you saw the same thing, if it, because, that's what you always second guess. Is it really this person I'm talking to? But, I've confirmed this with another, medium who I genuinely trust a whole lot, and she's confirmed this for me. But I just want to see what you saw from that.
This was a man that passed? This is a man?
Yeah, it's a man.
And I'll tell you what, I got a physical symptom. I mean, the minute you started talking about him, I got really hot. And I don't know what the hell, I feel heat around me with him, and I don't get that. Do you understand that?
Heat? That could mean so many different things.
I don't know what to make of it. I mean, it just sometimes I'll get a physical symptom, and they don't tell me any more than that, but I'm getting a strong heat, especially flushed on my face. So whoever he is, he's definitely got a gift for that. I'll try to tune into him. I saw black hair, and then I'm trying to get a name, and he has not given me the name. He is stubborn.
No, he's pretty private. Let you tune in to him. I don't know.
Did his passing was sudden? Was
yeah,
he sudden?
Definitely.
Sudden? Did it? He just did. He was like there, and he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like he is not a talker. This guy at all. I'm having to kind of tease it out another way. I don't know how. But
no, you're totally right.
What in the heck is he doing to you? Is he coming around at night, and is he touching you at night?
Well, no, well, I don't know that, but I know when he visits, he does touch me to let me know he's around. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he getting a little fresh? I mean, because
no,
that's the
no,
impression.
No.
Well, that might happen.
I mean, this is someone I deeply cared about, yes. I mean, and I know he loves me as well. So, I mean, you might be seeing, like, you know, like love or something like that.
Well, like, maybe what I'm getting is he's teasing you or something. Did he tease you a lot? Was he kind of a tease?
he was a jokester. Yeah, he played a lot of pranks, and he had a fun nature about him, yes.
Has he been, when you've been having these experiences where you've been sensing his presence, have you been seeing, you know, kind of lights or shadows? Have you been seeing an indication of that at night? I mean, is that, because that's, I'm getting that he's trying to appear to you.
Yeah, I have seen a shadow out of the corner of my eye here and there. When my mom has been over, she's even seen like a white cloudy thing, and she didn't know what it was. It kind of just was there and was gone. But I have got a direct message from him not too long ago that I would be able to see him soon with my physical eyes, you know.
Okay.
That wouldn't be a problem. I guess
well,
that it would be allowed. You know?
I am not, you know, he is a hard one to read. I mean, I just... Was this, you know, I'm going to turn attention to what I do know with him with regard to the, and I'm sorry I'm a little off tonight because, again, I've got a little family thing going on myself, so I'm not my normal top form tonight, but.
It's probably not you. It's probably him.
Yeah. This accident that he passed in, you know. I'm not sure, you know, I'm going to shy away from impact. This was not impact, not car. No, it wasn't car accident.
No.
But
it was sudden, yes.
Was this some sort of, I mean, I hate to break, you know, to ask, but was he murdered or did he get into some kind of situation where it was like a big accident thing that, I mean, that's the two that I'm kind of.
It wasn't murder. It was an accident. It was. What happened to him was an accident, and he passed on very quickly. But it wasn't any kind of impact or, you know, accident like a car accident or anything like that.
Yeah, I cannot get the gist of this, but I mean, I was looking at crime. And I'm going, I don't think he's the kind of guy that would happen to. But I mean, I had to consider the possibility. But was this freak, like a freak accident? I mean,
It was unexpected. Very unexpected. Like, people were like,
was
what? Yeah.
Was it, like, work? You know, was he at work when this happened?
No, he wasn't at... Well, no, he wasn't at work. He actually had just came back from work, from doing some stuff for work. And then, that's kind of when it happened.
Okay. Well, I'm having nothing but trouble with him because he is such a, you know, he's like, I get the feeling he wants me to mind my own business. She called me. You got to talk. But he's,
I figured he wouldn't talk to you. I knew he wouldn't. But I just wanted to see if you saw him around me like that a lot, yeah.
Well, he's around you. I mean, there's no doubt, but he's like a real protective son of a gun. I mean, I'll tell you that. He's just not the kind he's going to open up to. He wants to know me before he wants to say much. And he's kind of looks at people, the impression I get of him as a human being when he was alive, and he's still a human being in spirit, but he is just very, very, you didn't just walk up to him and he was you were best buddies. He had to know you. And he was just, you know, the impression I get of this is he was just as shocked when it happened to him as everybody else, and he was still walking around trying to figure out what to do next. And he's fully crossed. I think he turns back. This is not a haunt. He is fully
right,
crossed
no.
and he's working with you, and he's decided to come back because he cares enough for you that he's going to come work with you. I know that much about him. But he is just a tough sucker to read. That's about all I've been able to give you, hon.
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
I'm so curious, since I couldn't get it, how did he pass?
His heart stopped, basically. And then he had just came from a job, and he had a heart attack, basically. And it was quite, nobody expected it, and it was just real sudden, so I'm sure it was very sudden for him as well, because he was actually sleeping, so... That's probably why he was so surprised.
Was he in his like 30s, 20s, 30s when this hit? Is he,
no,
you know, is that his age? How old was he?
No, he was older. He was closer to 50, yeah.
He presents to me like he's a younger man. He just seems to be, yeah, I don't know. He's got a just, you know, if that's what he's, the way he's coming off is he came off younger, but I like him. I mean, I like his energy. He's just a neat guy.
He's a very good person, extremely, extremely giving, extremely caring person, yes. He's a great person, still is. Like you said, he's, you know, he's still a person. He's just in spirit. He may be appearing to you at that age because from what I've been told by somebody else, when we pass, we are all around the age of 30. Is that true? Because I've been told that several times.
It's actually not quite that way. A lot of people choose to appear in the form that, you know, when they appear to different people in a form that will be most recognized by, or in a form that they're comfortable with. But often some of the more evolved souls will appear at an age that is more impactful to the person, the living person that they're presenting to. So, in you know, for me, I mean, I'm looking at him, I'm going, I don't know him from Adam, so he's the first time I ever met him, you know. I don't know what to expect, and he's presenting this way to me, but he may present, you know, to you differently.
Right.
He's just...
But you can't see him, you just can...
This was not a shock. That big a shock to him. Did he was he going through some physical stuff before this?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, yeah.
I think he was like on the edge of going, "Hey, I got something going on," before this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what if I read it right, he's pointing to his throat, and so he was having tight feelings in his throat before this happened. So, yeah, so the way he's looking at it is, yeah, it shouldn't have been a big surprise to me, you know, that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
He is opening a little, and I'm just trying to get this last thing before we go, but I got a name, and I don't know who this means, but do you know anybody named Sherry? He's talking
Sherry.
About Sherry. There's a Sherry. Is
no,
it going to be Sherry or a Sherry drink? But he's saying the word Sherry to me.
Well, I know he didn't drink alcohol, so I don't think that's it. But Sherry, I don't know. I mean, it could be someone he knows. He knew a lot of people, and his family was huge. So
why don't you find out about that? Because you know, whatever this is about, there's like an unattended business item. Or something to do with you know, his life. How long has he been passed? Is it not? It's not
about
that
a year and
long.
A half. What about
there's
a year and a half? Yeah.
the thing that he's telling me is that there's something that I see that, Christy. There's something that is unresolved. There's some piece of property, something like that, that he's to, and find out about who the Sherry might be. It could be business, a business thing that one of the family members would know about, but there's a little something other going on here. So you may want to follow up on that. But that's about
that. Actually, I've been told that sort of directly as well, but not that particular name, but just some things he might want me to say to his family because he can.
Yeah, it's just I feel like he's got some unresolved business dealings or something that like a property thing that he's trying to get attention to. And so you may want to ask about it. And this person will, from what I get the impression of, they're very friendly and they're going to open up and they'll like know instantly what's being talked about. So there you go. That's what I got.
Okay. One quick question. I did have communication with him today. Could you, just ask him and verify that with you, if that was definitely, what was going on?
Well, tell me. I'm trying to gather. Tell me what was said.
Well, no, I did have communication with him today. And I said, I'm always, because this is kind of new to me, or you said it's always been going on, but this is something that I've realized within the past year or so.
If you had communication with him, you had communication. Now, if you're getting the impression, one of the first things that you do is never second guess yourself. So, my take on it is the fact that he, opened up a little bit to me and gave me a little bit to work with is great. But he's much closer to you, and if he's opening to you, he is open to you. I mean, you at some point when you have family members come through, I have family members that come through that just, I know they're there. I know what they're saying. It's just, I don't even have to second guess it. And that's the thing where you're second guessing still, and you don't need to because you're good.
Yeah.
A little bit of
our
training.
Our connection particular with him is very strong, I know that for sure, and I've been told that by someone else. So I do, genuinely trust as a medium, and she's very good. And she's told me that he's opened up to her a lot. And like you said, I think he would just have to get to know you first because he's just that type of person. But we have a very strong connection. I do know that.
Well, I'm kind of getting the feeling that he's looking at this California psychic and medium and going, "Who are you?"
And that's exactly. The thing. And I totally get that.
Well, dude, I don't know what to say, but I'm proud of being who I am. So, but he is coming through for you. You have no worries, son. You really are gifted. You need to trust in yourself. You're going to have nights like tonight where I'm out there and I'm running 70% normal. I'm not at full all cylinders tonight, but I'm out there swinging and that's going to be how it is with you. You're going to have your nights where it's really good and you're going to hit them all out of the park. And other nights it's going to be wow. You're going to work your butt off on it. But you are good. And you just need training and believe in yourself, because, if you don't believe in yourself, who else is going to?
And that's funny because I get that message from a lot to believe in myself and not to second guess myself. I do get that from him directly.
Yeah, well, then he's probably using me to say it to you again. But you really are. I think part of the reason you came back with this is when he got to the other side and saw what your mission was and what you were about. He wants you to, he's kind of volunteered to come in and shepherd you and goad you into this. So he's a bit of a stubborn cuss. He ain't going to go away. That's for sure. So,
I mean, this is just someone, like I said, who I care a great deal about, who I've been told that we've even shared past lives together. I mean, we have a very strong, connection. I'm sorry.
I would believe that, totally. I believe it totally with the past life.
We were married in a past life, and that's one of our reasons why our connection is this strong,
That's why he was joking about filling you up.
Oh, wow. Well, that's funny because...
Yeah,
he's a gentleman, and that would be very funny, but, I mean, unless he's just playing with you.
I think he's like, yeah, no, I think he was just making kind of a reference. He's just laughing about it. He thought it was funny from past life, and now, you know, it was just different kind of a way. But he's definitely got a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Kind of strange one. He's a strange duck, I'll give him that. But, yeah, I think you should follow your heart, though, and trust your instincts of it. Yeah. You're set to go. You know, and you're going to have no trouble finding some good folks to associate with on this, you know, because, I mean, you're in the capital of the universe for this stuff.
Yeah, so. No. And I always pray before I do any kind of meditations or anything, and, you know, I ask to be surrounded with white light and always imagine white light around me and, you know, I always make sure to ground myself before I do anything to protect myself, so.
Good move. And use also gold light. And
I imagine this golden white light going through my body, starting at the top, you know, the crown chakra, and going through. And I try to balance my chakras daily as well. So I just try to kind of stay in tune and make sure I'm being protected as well. So,
well, you're doing everything right. All you have to do now is just get into a good development circle, and then work on that self confidence, because that's going to really bring it through. You're going to do just fine, sweetie.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too.
Let's see. Let's go ahead. And we're working through the lines tonight. And 315, you are going to be next. And here we go. 315, you are on the air. Welcome to Soulstream.
Hi, how are you?
I am working my tail off tonight, but you guys are calling, and I'm going to keep answering. Who we got?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I just wanted to know if you know anyone from that's passed over in my family has any messages for me. And also, I'm dealing with a lot of career issues. I feel like the whole year I've been pushing to get a lot done, to get financially stable and move forward with my life path and my career. And right now I'm not earning an income, and I feel like kind of stuck and trying to understand what's going on around me, because I've been making all the efforts and then some. So I just kind of wanted to know what you see about that.
The career thing, you lost your job, you know, were you employed like corporate America or something like that?
I had a temp job, a corporate America temp job 2 years ago that I got laid off from, which I thought was going to be the job that was going to help me fund my own business. I mean, I have it, but it's just, you know, I don't even know if to use the word slow. That's still the best word I could use right now. Where, I mean, I have things I do, like I write and stuff, but nothing that I can live off of. So,
I'll tell you, it's your story is not at all unique. And yeah, Kathy was saying they're having trouble hearing you, so if you could speak up just a little. For everybody out there, Lisa's having some trouble with, dealing with career and then asking about some people around her. I've got a name, but I'll move off that for a little bit. With the career, given the economy, which is, it's no news what's going on with that. And the government, is on this major expansion kick, and they're just, as far as I'm concerned, on the wrong track, but that's a political argument for another day. But, bottom line is they're expanding the government at a record rate, and this is opening up opportunities for a lot of people who want to deal with the government. And I don't know if that's for you, but what I would say is this, are you going around applying with resumes? You doing a lot of that?
Yeah, I've done a lot of that this evening, but the issue is that's also what I've been doing all year, and since I am an entrepreneur and I have an entrepreneurial background and I have a great education, most people will not hire me because they think I'm going to quit. And I've gone on interviews and everything, and I just feel like, I mean, what do you see for me? Because I kind of know exactly what I want to be doing, and I'm just trying to see what you see for me coming in with that.
I see that you're not, the one thing I get is you're not networking, you're not nearly getting around the community enough that you need to be in. You're being around, you're around some people that, you're trying, but it ain't working. And that means you need to change the situation. You got to frame the problem a little differently. Now, what is the particular type of work? I mean, what is this work?
Well, I do consulting, I do coaching, I do teaching. Like I had an opportunity to teach at a university, and it's just a matter of marketing the course. And I've taught it, the intro, and I've marketed it, and you know, I guess that you know, I'm going to find out if that works out for me early next week. And I write for a couple of magazines, and I network a lot. So that's one.
So you're looking for regular paycheck as opposed to occasional, you know, spouts of small, you know, doses of cash, which are not nearly enough, right?
Yeah, I'm looking for like long contract work, and you know, just long contract work because I, as long as I have a good contract going, I can work from that and keep moving. I mean.
Well, the thing I get is it's obviously what you're doing isn't working, and that means change your approach, you know. And this is not so much mediumship as it's just, you know, looking at it from, you know, because I'm in corporate America, and I, you know, I deal with, you know, all kinds of things all the time, you know. And I'm not a consultant per se, I'm a computer scientist, but I watch the business people, I watch what they do, and you know. And it's just one of those cases where when you're doing this kind of, you're hitting the wall constantly, it's something, there's a pattern going on that you're being forced to learn some lesson, you know, and that sounds real, that's an easy out here, but it's, you are being forced to learn a lesson for whatever reason. To me, I just don't think you've exhausted all your possibilities, you know, because you seem like you're really driven to do this thing. How far you want to take it, it kind of is up to you. I just feel that you are needing exposure to the right community, and I think that's the problem. And it may be that that space is not filled with enough of the right people who are going to be able to make the, you know, get you in the decisions that you need to have made. The thing I get with you is these are people that are not personal connections. They're just people you meet, you know, through your dealings. And they're professional contacts, but you're needing like friendly people who you're friends with, who you develop and cultivate those relationships, who will be looking out for you and throwing business your way and keeping you drawn in and building up that list. You know, that's the one that brings it in, you know, when, you know, you've got somebody that you've really, you know, that looks at you and goes, oh, I'm putting them on the short list, you know, and they're going to remember you. And so, you know, this thing that's coming up for you in the next week or two, that's like one of those. You know, it's got that potential to turn into something that's going to be a long-term deal. But you've got some development and change to do. And it's not so much mediumistic as it is, this is, it's hard feedback. You know, because, you know, if you had the temp job 2 years ago and, and the environmental conditions have shifted, it's saying that the approach has to change. Because you know it's just the nature of the beast, and so yeah, I mean I do see that with you. It's just you've got to adapt and make changes, and some of it you're not going to like. I mean it's ugly out there, you know, and the government can say all they want, you know, oh yeah, it's 9.8%. That's baloney. It's like 14 to 15%. That's what the national average is. That's, you know, that's a good number. So, you know, and corporations aren't spending because of the tax, you know, the tax deal. I mean, the Congress walked away and left us hanging with this onerous tax thing that it's a huge tax increase. So they're going to be, it's going to be lean times for a while. So, you know, be innovative. You're going to have to reach way in and reach down deep and pull creativity out like you've never done before to get it, you know. But, I mean, that's just this hard business talk coming. You know, out of me. But, you know, from the, now from the name around you, I did get a female, you know, contemporary. I'm not sure this is family, but, do you know a woman named Debbie? You know, who's passed?
What was that?
Or Deb? Yeah, I get Debbie or Deb, a DE name.
No.
Okay, well, I'm getting that strongly with you. I don't know who this person is, but she's, I'm getting blonde, you know, she's blonde haired and she knows you. So,
okay, I don't know any, in my mind, like,
Well, it's going to be a DE name for sure. And if it's not Deb, it's going to be a Deanna or something like that. But it is a DE name. And sometimes I hear it and it's like underwater. But, you know, don't think that, that it's right off the bat that it's a miss, because when you this happens to me too often, I'll get a name and I'll go, you know, and then the person will tell me, no, I don't remember them. And then they'll call me back, or I'll get a an email later, 2 weeks later, like, oh, I know who that was. But she's blonde. She's presenting as blonde, a shapely little thing, you know, and just a real bubbly personality. But she's around you, and she's interested in what you're going through. I almost get professional contact here, like somebody who's been through this and dealing with what your troubles are right now. There's also a J name, and this is a man, and I'm going to go with Joe or Joseph.
The only person I know what that name is alive, and that's my dad.
Really? Well, I pick him up alive or dead. So, you know, is he trying to work with you on this in some way?
Is
he trying to help you?
My dad's always trying to help me. He actually was upset today because he heard me complaining about something I needed to get done that I couldn't afford to do, and it upsets him because he couldn't help me. So he's the kind of person that if he can't fix it, he doesn't want to know, because he'll just be upset because he can't fix it.
Well, okay, well then that may be why I picked him up. But this woman, I'm not going to back off on this. I you know, I trust when they show me a name, there's a reason for that to be there. That may be, you know, I'm getting that this is not guide energy. This is like somebody that cared about you in some way. And this may go back a ways for you. But she passed, and she's showing herself as almost teenage to 20-ish energy, and that's way, and she's like purposely doing that. So I don't know if this goes back to your high school days or what, but you need some time to think about it. But she's around you, and she's just trying to, you know, the thing that she's telling me is that you can't give up. So you got to keep going. So you may have to go back and look at yearbooks, but I just keep getting, you know, almost like school. So, I mean, it's like she was somebody you were around, and she admired your spunk, obviously, because she's coming around you now, and she died in some kind of accident. That's all I know about her.
Do you know how old she is now?
Well, she's presenting in that 17 to 20-ish range, you know, possibly 16. And that's how she's looking to me. She's a very young woman, you know, prime of life kind of thing. And really identifies with you. I can tell you that. Not relative to you, though. Not relative.
Yeah,
this is somebody outside relative, you know. As far as other people around you, I'm going to try to go. I'm not going to go for the easy one with Grandpa. That's not going to happen. It's like I could, because I could send some of that, but it's like I got a tall woman, and she's got brunette. What is she doing? Garden. She's gesturing like to plants. Is this a plant lady? What in the heck? Why is she showing me plants? What are you doing? You know, I don't get it. This is a relative, and I'm leaning to dad's side. Okay. But brunette, she seems rather tallish to me. You know, that's the way I could, the only way, and she's, I wouldn't say real thin, but thin, you know, she's not overweight, you know, by any great amount, but, you know, so just, you know, kind of an optimal body shape, the way she's showing me, so, you know, herself, more in her 40s, early 50s, and she's just showing me this garden. And she's pointing to the garden, and I don't know what the plants are. I'm not seeing it in my mind's eye good enough tonight. But I do know that, you know, she's pointing at this garden, and she, you know, obviously it's something with gardening. That's my guess. I mean, does anybody match that in your family?
My dad's side, the people that have passed away, I never got to meet them.
All right.
But the gardening part is symbolism for me. So I kind of, my native language is Spanish. So in Spanish, it means, you know, to grow. Well, grow means siembra. So when you said that right away, grow, it just reminded me of what my dad's always telling me. It's the whole thing about,
really?
You plant the seeds in your kids. So that just, that sort of reminds me of right away when you said garden, and I wasn't there, so that's how I know of the word, because if I don't know her and that's what you're seeing, that's what it tells me. That's how I think.
Okay, well, she may be using that in that symbolism, but I really think that it also in her life there was she was well known for her gardening, and she's showing me her heart, and there's something about on the chest and the heart that led to her passing, and that she's very animated pointing it at her heart. So it's like in the chest, in the chest, in the chest is what she's real gesturing with her hands, you know, really pointing. That's what I'm getting out of her. And she's just a really, really neat lady. She had a great sense of humor. And your dad would know who this is. And she's, pardon me?
No, I was just going to say it's probably one of his sisters.
Well, she knows you, that's for sure, and she's another one that's around you, and she's just a she's a real corker. This is the way I get out of her. But she was known for growing things, and had a I'm going to say herbal garden. If I'm going to get that specific, she was really good with the herbs, but she and a hell of a cook, real good cook. I get that she died a while back.
Yeah.
This goes back at least 10 years, if not more. I just get sudden passing. It was like, it was there, she was there. And then this heart thing or something with, I'm not going to go heart attack. It's something else. Like her lungs or something, embolism in the lung, something with the lungs. But she's pointing at the chest, so she's just wanting you to know how she, this thing with her passing. But she's around you, and maybe the symbolism with the garden is a double meaning. But that's one of the ones that is with you, and she liked you. She's definitely around you. Let me try to tune in on anybody on mom's side. Balding man, jolly, happy, mole, what? Did he have this guy's showing a mole on his arm, a big mole or something like that? What in the hell? Pardon me?
An age on him?
I'm getting, over 40, 45. I mean, I'm going to jump into the 50s, with him as the way he's showing himself to me. But he's just he's a really neat guy. I mean, he's got good. He's a happy energy. Everybody liked him, and he's just I'm trying to get a name out of him. What is this? J.A., God, what are you giving me? I'm not trying, I'm not going to go for Javier, but it's going to be, maybe it's not Spanish. I think it might be Jack or something like that. I'm at a loss for that one. I mean, I know it's a J name. But whatever the rest of it is, I'm not on my form tonight. So that's all I'm getting out of him. I mean, who do you have a balding, jolly man on your mom's side?
Yeah, I do. But he's a lot older. I mean, like a lot of people in my family are pretty jolly.
How old is he?
Well, the person that I was thinking about is over 90. So
was he bald early on in life?
I don't know, cuz I was a baby when, you know, when he was old anyway, so for as long as I knew him, he really didn't have a lot of hair, and when I was born, he was like, I think he must have been like 50. So,
well, that's the age he's presenting with, so maybe that's what, you know, that's what I was seeing, so maybe that's the age you would have remembered him at, you know, early on. But I just get the I'm stuck on the name. I'm not going to even try now, you know, because I am tired and I've been pushing it tonight.
No, that's okay. Can I ask you a different question, if that's okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I guess I'm going into all this stuff here and all these transitions and this career stuff because today I just had like a real like emotional kind of like, I don't know, like I was very overwhelmed emotionally today. I didn't feel grounded at all, and I usually am a very grounded person. I mean, when do you see the stability starting? Because I just feel like I keep doing different things, and so even this evening I tried to apply for some side jobs, and I am going to take the advice that you told me, and I actually am trying to move forward with another educational endeavor, and that's kind of worrying me too, because I have a deadline to meet at the end of December, at the middle of December, so I'm a little kind of nervous about certain things. I mean, when do you see that even happening for me becoming financially stable?
Well, for one, with the shift that's about to hit with this whole election cycle and the wars that are about to happen up at the top levels of the government, it's going to take some time to filter down and start affecting the economy. So, that's what's happening. It's really nothing that you can do anything about. This is basically everybody playing wait and see what's going to go down. Because, you know, it's the spending, you know, that's the problem in this government right now. It's the spending dummy. So it's affecting everything. And you're among the many who are just in the transition, just waiting, going, when? And, it's going to take, approximately 6 months for that to happen. And that's the read I get for you, is this is going to start shaking out when there's some certainty in the market. And then companies can start opening up and doing and freeing up capital. They're sitting on piles of money. There's cash galore. Trust me, they got the money. It's just they're not spending it because they don't know what the government's going to do to them. You know, with every cockamamie program that they've got, these crazy ideas are going to remake our lives and turn us into whatever. So that's what's happening to you. You're being tested. Your job right now isn't to try to come out and be a ball of fire. Your job is to try to survive, and you said that right off the bat. So you've got that mission down flat. I mean, but you really gotta work out, with the things I was talking about earlier. Do that stuff, but you've got a minimum of 6 months before there can be any glimmers of light. So I would say just focus on the business at hand and just take each job one at a time. And focus on surviving that job and developing business for the next, because that's all I'm in aerospace and that's what we're doing. It's ugly out there. It's not a pretty picture, but these are the times that try businesses' souls, and they have to adapt and change. And that's both in the entrepreneurial level and at the corporate level and retail. They're all going through this. So it's going to be, I really feel like you may find yourself doing a little bit of, some side work that may be a job that you don't like doing, as a side thing, but I think that it'll get you through, and that's what you need. You need to be able to adapt. Nature does this in the wild, goes through these periods where a population is stressed out to the max, and it weeds out all the, all those that shouldn't be in where they're in. And then, brings them back, once the economy or the local economy or biosphere, if you will get more energy, then everything starts coming back and boom, here's all these stronger, more capable, organisms out there because they've been stressed and, nature selected them. So you strike me as a survivor. You're going to get through this. You just have to believe, and reach way down deep. And the creativity thing, I think you would benefit from some creativity work, training in that, really reaching deep and trying to push yourself way beyond anything you've done before. So, that's the secret. Pardon me?
I really feel like I've been doing that. And I guess I just said I just had a day of, like, it was kind of I had a great breakthrough last week. I did some great work last week with a colleague. And then I met up with them yesterday, and they didn't do something they said they were going to do, and I just was like, it was very, touch and go, and they were supposed to introduce me to some people, and the person had to, like, rush out, and I just felt like, okay, that kind of annoyed me. I usually just do my networking straight-laced, but if you say you're going to do something with me and it's going to benefit me and you want to work with me, show me what you're about. So,
yeah.
I kept moving forward regardless, but it was a little frustrating because at that moment I'm like, I didn't rearrange my day just because you did say that. I said, you know what, let me step out and network with this person, and, I just felt like they didn't do what they said they were going to do, and it was something so simple because a couple of introductions would have gotten me going. And
yeah.
It was just like, great, that just frustrated me because I had, I rearranged things to say, I need to get out there. But
that's going to happen. You're going to have you're going to be tested at every level, and it's just, just take that with a grain of salt. I'm around that kind of stuff all the time, and you just let it roll off. It's just business, and it's people being weird. And you focus on the successes and look at the other stuff and just say, screw it, because that's the way it is.
Yeah,
okay.
And really just, network by myself. But like that one time I said, this person has offered this opportunity, and, I'm not trying to be negative about it. I'm just trying to be honest about what happened. It's just trying to just make sure I connect with the right people, like you said, people that are more friendly versus just like, that aren't
going to
really be.
Well, Lisa, I think you're going to do fine. Number one, Joseph is a lot more worried about you than you think. And that's why I got his name. I mean, he came through pretty clear for me. The rest of them, you can check up on. But they're all pulling for you. That's the sense I get of it. So I think you're in good. I always come out with a hopeful message on all the readings for people. Because even the psychic attack tonight, lady that had that happen, that's just, this is the stuff that happens with people, and we get so many come in here with the different things that happen to them. But yours, you've got good creative energy. I just think you're going to be pushed to really reach down deep and pull out some of the best stuff you've ever done. This is the time you can do that. So, but I'm running short on time here, and I do have one more caller. So, but I thank you for calling in. You still with me? Am I on all by myself? Hello?
No, you're not by yourself. She hung up.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and hang that one up. And I'm going to go ahead and run this one out into stream here, my dear. And I'm trying to bring 229 on. So 229, I've got you on the air, but we're going to go ahead and do the close the show down, and then we'll just continue on into stream with you. And so, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we're gonna I wasn't gonna let you go. Anyway, this is John here on Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio on Soul Stream tonight. We've had a great 2 hours, a big full audience. Thank you all for coming in. Kathy, thank you for being here. Do you want to read off the list of all our guests here?
Sure. We have Brian Brian Watney and Christine WWTL and Daniel Adam and Dominica Amore, our Florida Christie, our Gerber Daisy, TM, our three guests, Karen Stream, Kira LaRue, Quinny, our Sapphire Rain, and our Veronica V. Thank you all so much for coming. And also, if anyone wants to hear the rest of the show, please call in before the show is over with, and it will surely. You'll be able to hear it.
Yep. Yep. So do call in. We got about 45 seconds remaining. Just real quick to recap, this was a really good night. I'm sorry, I've just been dealing with this family health issue with my dad. So I'm a little bit off tonight, and I'm giving you my best. Sometimes I hit him a little better out of the park than I usually do. It just depends on the night, but tonight I'm working my butt off. But I'm going to give you my best, guys, and I thank you all for coming in. And I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. We'll be having a guest on then, and I don't have the name right in front of me, but I will see you guys later. And we're going to just run the stream out right now. We've got about 5 seconds left. 4, 3, 2, 1. See you guys later. And now to our caller, because you're still with us. So,
yeah, I'm still here.
Who we got?
This is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
I just wanted to see if maybe you could get something for me in the lines of maybe spirit message or something. I am working on my psychic medium abilities and getting some stuff, but I am being drawn and getting messages that I should be doing some kind of healing work, and I'm not sure where to go with that, and not sure that I'm getting the full message, and I was just curious to see if maybe you could pick up on something or a message from somebody.
Well, the first thing I with you, I get a strong, strong physical sensation with you. My third eye just really... When I'm around somebody who's really, really gifted, and somebody of like mind like you, what you're doing, that's kind of a neat feeling I get. I'm just taking care of something here. Yeah, I took care of that. Bottom line is you have a particular kind of energy that's, you are very gifted in healing. You are hearing it right. I really feel that with you. You're very insightful. I think that you're the kind of person that walks in a room, and, I mentioned that earlier in the show, but you're really gifted in that you can walk into a room and just really see what's going on. With people and kind of intuit them. I mean, am I hitting home here?
Yeah, I'm trying to learn how to give people messages without maybe not saying, I don't know how much to give. For example, if you're seeing a reading and you feel like that somebody just passed or is going to pass, or you see like drug abuse or something, I'm sort of learning how to, what I should give and what I should kind of hold back,
That's stuff that you learn, like if you see a lot of dark energy around a person or black, or, you get the word death and things like that, you learn real quick not to, you don't talk about that to them, and you use your sensitivities to, and empathy for another, being in pain, those are just common sense rules. There's things that, like off air, where you'll have, I'll have people who hear me and want to work with me off air, and then we can talk about things, and there's no recorder going on. I believe me, I've had some pretty wild readings that have come in the door. Really strong energy with you. You are really, it just really is, you're really gifted. God.
Well, I'm also not sure if I'm picking up on more people who've already crossed over and not so much spirits that are just lingering around, or I'm not exactly sure. When I do readings, I definitely connect to people's spirit guides, and sometimes they come through. I see them very vividly, and they'll even share with me like snippets of their life. I'll see things about them and how they live. And I think that that's my major thing, that I'm communicating with guides. But I'm going, and I've just started as a paranormal investigator. And what I'm curious to know is, what kind of spirits I'm seeing and experiencing. And I'm just kind of trying to work it out,
I mean, you're doing what I did. That's why I think I identify so much with you. Now I kind of get a real read for you, because, when you said paranormal investigator, and now you're going into this direction, this is exactly the path I followed. So, kindred spirits, welcome to my world. it's what I mean. What's happening with you is have you been doing this a number of years with the paranormal work? You know, over a couple.
I just started that. I have a lot of I know a lot about the paranormal, and I've had experiences. But as far as actually going out there and being an investigator, I just started that brand new.
Well, do you, but you had been reading up on it and you've been part of this world for, you've been very intuitive about, or been not intuitive, but you've been part of studying it, looking at it, immersing yourself.
I'm real smart on it. I have a lot of knowledge.
Okay. That's kind of what I'm getting at. The fact that you've immersed yourself in it, you've become kind of like this little beacon for them, and they see you and go, oh, she's really, really gifted in this. She's got this light about her, and well, we're going to work with her and do stuff. And I really feel medium with you all the way, and earthbound. I think you get them all. It's kind of where you want to take it. But honestly, I really think you would do well, kind of working both. That you could do the paranormal, have your cake and eat it too, get the excitement of doing the cases and the stuff you're doing, but you can also develop the mediumship. And and that's interesting tonight. Tonight was the theme of the mediums coming in and asking for, am I doing okay? and that's
kind of like you like to talk to people who are like-minded to even, just like you said earlier, we all still need that validation,
Yeah, it's you're on a perfectly natural path for developing your abilities, and you've got strong guides with you. They're very, very evolved. When I get a powerful feeling like this, it means that you've really got just a great bunch of spirits around you, and this is like what you're meant to do.
I feel that.
Yeah, it's like you've done this before in past lives. If I had an example, sort of like a 16th century ghost whisperer. I mean, that's the impression I get with you. Like one of your last lives, that's what you did, and you ran a lot of risk, and you're a risk taker type, but you died, you got caught, and they didn't like that. The church was not happy with you. Let's just say that. Do you happen to have an inordinate fear of, I won't say fire, but I don't think they burned you, but I think they did some pretty terrible things to you.
I've gotten the impression before that with me in a past life that I almost get like the cliche witch, she's a witch, and some kind of persecution that went along with that. And I felt like it felt either colonial or further back, but I feel like I was very persecuted and misunderstood because of my gifts or whatever I was doing.
Yeah, well, I'm getting Europe and somewhere, it's kind of like, and this is Romania. I'm getting like Western Romania. Okay, so, I mean, it's like that. Poland, Romania, it's in that general vicinity, and it's neither too far east nor too far west, but it's in Europe, and that's the life I get with you. And I get another one in America of a similar type nature. So it seems to be a revolving theme with you, but this time you don't have to so much to worry about because nobody's going to burn you for doing what you're doing. You've kind of gotten there into that whole theme. Now you're just getting to do the work, and you really came into this life really equipped, ready to go with all this. I just sensed that with you big time. There's, what is this guy's name? I the first word I got was Nate or Nathaniel. Is like a guide of yours, and and he was a human spirit, and he's doing his what he has to do to earn his stripes over there, and he's working with you, and he's really good at what he does.
Do you see protection? Do you see communication? Do you see anything specific with him?
with him.
Yeah.
He's basically your master guide, and he watches out for you for all that, big time. And he seems to be a very gentle soul. He's tried to get your attention, and you know, it's not too hard for you to pick up on energies and things like that. I do think he'll come through for you more directly. But you know,
yeah.
I'm getting this, you know, this strong. He doesn't come off like the youngest guy on the boat to me. He's got a wise energy, and he doesn't mind looking old for me. So he's been around. He's basically been around the block a long time. The sense I get of him is he's just a really a very old soul, very wise, and very compassionate with you. And it seems like you've worked with him before. So this is just a, you know, the latest in this you know, mission that you're doing. I just get this as a third or fourth time with him. You know, he's been around you a while, and he's, you know, and he just he thinks this is kind of funny. You know, yeah. Oh, she's waking up. Okay.
Yeah, because I it's almost like I see other people's guides more than my own. I mean, I do have some connection, but like I get these rant. You know, I was. Not really calling myself a medium, you know. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this, you know. I'm experimenting with it, and then I started getting like really random messages. Like, I was in the shower and somebody came through, and it was my brother lives in Colorado and I'm in Georgia, and it was somebody that was a friend of his that killed himself when they lived in North Carolina, and he was just coming through with a random message. He was like, you know, tell them I'm with them when they get together and have parties, and I love it when people check my MySpace and leave me messages, you know. And I called him, and I felt weird about it because, but you know, he did verify that, you know, and I saw a noose, and you know, I got the rope and the neck, and you know, he verified that he had a friend that had hung himself. And when I'm getting the messages, they're real abstract like that. They're for somebody else that's great distance, that's not on my mind. I don't know if they're noticing me because I'm waking up, but I found that really strange.
Well, it's not so strange. You're very gifted, and it's so powerful. I feel it from here with you, and you're just very good at it. You're trusting in your abilities. You're so natural at it. It's just I see you going a long, long way with this. Honestly, I mean it's and you describe a real common phenomena with this people who go into the shower, you know, or the bathroom, you know, when you're doing your business, and suddenly you get stuff. That's when they talk to me the most. I generally am going in to take care of business, and the next thing I know, I'm getting, you know, them coming through. I'm going, God, why do you do that? You know, it's like, and here you are in the shower, and you got this guy coming in, and he's not even looking at your body. He's just like, hey, I want to talk to you, you know. And yeah, and you took it pretty well. Like, it's the most natural thing in the world. You know, me, I'd be going, wait a minute. What are you
because
doing
I didn't feel physical presence. It was he went all in the mind, like visually in the mind, and it wasn't creepy. Like, you know, like I felt like there was a ghost in the room or something. It was all mental. And usually when it happens, like, I've discovered a lot. Most people say they meditate to get messages and stuff like that, but I really get them the most on the fly, like when I'm doing something mundane or I'm just talking, and it just. It comes through.
You're very gifted with this. I mean, this is how it works for me. I mean, you know, tonight I'm not my normal self. I'm definitely a little, you know, got a little upset that happened. But usually what happens with me is somebody's talking and I'll start seeing symbols and I just start going, okay, and I start writing it down. And that's how I have to do it. And it just comes naturally. And when you trust the flow, when you trust what's happening with you, you know, it's just the most beautiful thing. You get names. I'm really good at names. I mean, you know, Kathy can tell you all about my name stuff, you know, because I'll just like pull a name out of the air and everybody goes, where the hell did you get that? Tonight I wasn't on my mark, you know, so much, but I'm sticking with a couple of them. I was doing good. They just need to research. But, you know, bottom line is you've got the gift. I mean, I feel you big time.
And I was a healer in a past life, like, feels like pagan far back, like real far, several lives in a row. And I feel like I can heal people almost mentally. I don't know if that makes sense, like a blockage, like something that you know how when something happens in your childhood and you get that in your head and it's affecting you through life but you don't realize it? I feel like my healing has something to do with that kind of healing, but I'm not quite sure where to go with that, or maybe opportunity is going to present itself. But
well, you're being drawn to healing. You've mentioned it a bunch of times, so obviously you're, you know, Nate. I'm just going to call him Nate for now, Nathaniel Nate. He's, you know, that's a lot of that is they're kind of bringing it to your attention, and you've got angelic energy around you, big, big time. So, yeah, they want to use you for that. And when you talked about the mental healing, I think that might be something called a little known thing called Reiki.
Is that
and
what
some
Reiki is?
Yeah, there's mental healing, you know, techniques that you can learn that are right along those lines. So there's many different forms out there. I mean, I'm no expert on that stuff, but you can get around people who can teach you that. And you'll find the right one that works for you, you know, and then you can use those techniques to help a lot of people. And you really have a sweet energy because nowhere have I heard you say since you and I started talking, have you talked about yourself per se beyond what you can do for others?
Yeah, I don't even really read or get a lot for myself. I almost struggle with that. It comes easy. The reason I want to go into the psychic field is I just really feel like it's a service. I almost went back to college to be a social worker. I mean, I feel calling to help people. People automatically spill their guts to me, and they talk to me, and they confide in me, and I feel like I need to help people. It's like it's in mental thing. You know, whatever I do in life, if I was a janitor, you know, I need to be helping people. And now that I'm opening up psychically, and really I've only been really doing this for 6 or 7 months as far as really, you know, pursuing this, and I just feel like, well, this is where it's going. Somehow I'm going to help people this way.
Well, I'll say this. You're doing everything right. The one thing that you kind of, you know, that made me laugh was because I'm my own worst medium. I cannot read myself for beans, and that's real common. You know, I think it's the rare exception that, you know, there's a few that maybe, you know, able to do that, but I ain't one of them. And, you know, and you're describing a real common problem, and that's why
I can't even read my own tarot cards well. You know, I'm like, the closer I get to me or my intimate husband, it's like it's too much emotional involvement. I'm too close to it.
It's just like a doctor trying to treat himself or herself. It's like, you know, a doctor, no. You know, physicians go to another doctor they trust, and then they help each other. And that's just the way it is in this business. And so, really, when it comes down to it, all you got to do is just, find somebody really good you like and trust what happens when you're around them and the kind of readings they do and learn from them. And, you'll develop a great relationship. And you may use one more than one. You know, I know a lot of people that do that. I mean, I talk with others all the time, and I'll have them read me, and it's like they're phenomenal. You know, so I mean, and you called in tonight. You mean you trusted your instinct? You know,
yeah,
so
I haven't listened in on the show in a long time because I've been so busy, and I just happened to pop in tonight.
Well, I wrote down something, the word sight with you, like seeing. Big, big time with you. See your ability to see like future, see into people, and where their minds are. I really get it. You're just very, very good with that.
And it's
so,
really
kind
of blowing me away because, like I say, I just, you know, I had a person tell me in the last 6 months that, you know, if you want to do this, just jump out there and just start reading. Just you won't know what you can do till you do it, and that's what I did. And when I did it, I just was validation. And lately, I took a paranormal class when I got accepted into this group, and she asked me to do some tarot readings and during the break, and I did, and it wasn't the first time, but I really noticed it then that, like, I could get a general sense of even physical ailments that people have, you know, something in the stomach, low back, and, you know, I was really, really feeling that. And I also noticed that I became more clairaudient, and even as I started to see more, my actual senses, like I can hear everything now. at home, I sleep with the TV or something on because it was freaking me out because in my house at night I heard all these sounds and I see stuff out of the corner of my eye. And it's like as these psychic parts of my senses began to manifest, my regular ones like intensified, and it was a little intense for me. I've just now the last few days started to adjust a little bit to it.
Well, they're working with you. What I would say would be, really strongly urge you get into a group that can help you learn how to control it a little bit too, so you can turn it off when you want to have some relief and some rest. Because you cannot go through your life with this on all the time and be open to spirits. It's like at some point you've got to have some shutters that you can shut your mind and you can just kind of I don't want to deal with it tonight. I'm tired.
And that's what I'm trying to learn how to do. I don't really have it. I live in hillbilly nowhere, so a group's not really an option for me out here. But, yeah, that's what I'm trying to learn how to do.
Hon, you're going to be able to find a group. There are spiritualist churches all over. You can even do it online. So, there's going to be people who can help you. You can get on, Skype and call in and do work with them and develop an online group, that you can work with. Distance won't matter so much. It's good to do it in person if you can, but there's definitely other options for you. But you are really a natural. You're strong. I mean, I just am very impressed with you. What you're doing and it's so custom fit for you to go this path. You just should just do it. Even more so than the lady in New Orleans who's really good. But you've been doing this. You got like a if I compare the two, she's like midway through lives. And she's doing great. But you're like the Grand Canyon versus a little valley, I mean, that's how much, substance and how far deep the groove this work you've been doing is. You've done this a lot. So this is just such a natural thing for you. You should follow your star. That's a big one. And I'm getting a female around you, and I don't know if this is a living or dead person, but I'm getting Lana or Anna is coming through like big time. And, that name, I'm going to stick with that. I can't tell if it's an L or just an Anna, but that name is there. And she's around you. This is another guide, type energy. And she's been with you too. So there's two of them.
Well, that's cool because I haven't picked up on any female guides yet. I've picked up on like an older Indian type gentleman with a real weathered face, and an old, I think it's like my doctor type guide. I wondered if that was who was coming through earlier. I just seen him recently, and he looked like an old man, almost kind of balding, kind of just prestigious looking. Kind of reminded me of a doctor.
Well, I would ask about this woman because she is there. She announced herself very clearly to me. I didn't have any trouble with it. I mean, I was sitting there looking at the site, and all of a sudden she just pops in. And she's just like right in my face going, "You got to tell her." So, okay, I'll tell her. But you may want to develop that relationship and ask her to pop in and see her. But, she's there.
Well, a little validation, I called in, it's been a while back, and you read on me about a woman who was encouraging me in, like, artistic type endeavors, and I really couldn't figure out, who exactly it was, but it almost, you said it almost felt maternal in a way, but when I was meditating, I would see the barrel of a shotgun pointing at me. And it was kind of creeping me out. This was after then, and I'd had it several times, and then all of a sudden, it clicked together. I saw a shotgun, and then I saw an old black and white picture that I knew because my mother was adopted, and her mother had killed herself. She'd accidentally been shot and killed. And that's all I knew about her was the photograph and that she had been shot. And she was coming through with the only thing I knew about her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I know what you're doing.
It was creepy at first until I realized she's like, this is the only thing you know about me. And when she came through, she's, you know, like, that was me in the reading. And, you know, I'm around just because I'm your grandmother. You know, you don't know me, but, you know, I'm around sometimes because I am your grandmother. And that was her that had presented in the reading.
Is it, do you know, happen to know her name?
I think it was Sherry or Cheryl or, I mean, I don't know.
We had Cheryl before, you know, when the show started. Oh, my God.
I know. I heard you say, you know, but.
I was getting her coming through. I got them all mixed up. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I'm going to ask my mom for some information because my mom has, but it's either Sherry or Cheryl or Sherilyn. This what, you know, she was trying to come across to me, and it felt right with the share or something.
Well, I'm getting this one here, Lana Anna. Try to find the middle name. This may be some game to try to get us to connect the dots. And then find out about any other relatives around that may be on that side with, you know, your grandmother. If she had any other females, contemporary types around. Because I'm, you know, I just got a feeling there's more to the story than meets the eye. Because this woman is around you, and it may very well be that this is your grandmother coming through with another little known detail. So it'd just be interesting to see what the story shakes out to be.
Well, you know, I was thinking about her when you mentioned that Lana Anna presenting, because I wanted to tell you about her. So I don't know if I kind of drew her in.
Well,
it seems like you mentioned that name before. I want to say in the last reading, I can't remember, but the name you gave, it almost seems like it was Anna, you know, and I don't know an Anna, but.
Well, I'm getting a really strong third eye sensation with her, and I'm getting, was she shot in the belly?
I think the head. When I got the thing, my ear hurt, and then my head throbbed, and I'm pretty sure that my mom said that she was shot in, like, the side of the head. The shotgun went off as it was getting ready to be unloaded.
Oh, it was like an accidental shooting?
It was an accidental shooting, yes.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm getting something with the stomach going on here, so I don't know what this is about, but I had strong, strong pressure on the top of my head with third eye, and just, you know, as we're talking about her, so... that's pretty good indication. She's like around, and she's making her presence known. I'm just watching my K2 meter to see if anything goes off here. Because I turn it on when I do my shows, and I kind of watch. Sometimes I get spirits come in, and they'll set everything off. She's very strong, you know. And I would get the feeling that she did. Your mother have this gift too?
If she does, I don't know about it. She's never expressed it. She's kind of skeptic of me, but in a way, part of her is a little accepting, you know what I mean? Because she's kind of like, I don't know if I believe in this, but when her spirit guide came through to me about a month ago, really clear, and I didn't really want to tell her because I thought she was going to laugh at me, but I went ahead and emailed her and told her, and she was more accepting of it. She asked a lot of questions about her and, you know, that than I thought she was going to be, but...
Well, if it ain't your mother, then it's going to be grandma or one of the females in the family on that side are going to be, this is not first relative in your family that has that. So I just feel like you've got, you know, this came from someplace, you know, you're not the first. And, you know, but the person that is doing this is definitely past, you know, they're coming through from the other side, you know, and so it's just. You've got a great gift. I'll just say that, you know, in closing, it's just, you need to follow your star and just trust, you know, trust, because you're getting great stuff, you know, and I just
one more quick thing before we go.
Yeah. What's up?
In the past I had felt a real negative energy around my house and I had struggled with it. And I'm not so sure now in hindsight that it was as much negative as possibly just me being so open that stuff was freaking me out. But, you know, and I was fixing to do another cleansing last weekend when all of a sudden it's like I feel uncomfortable in my house at night. And like I said, I wasn't sure if it was my senses or whatever. But all of a sudden, maybe 4 days ago, it just lifted and acted like it just ended. I mean, I feel normal in my house at night again. I feel good. Because I wasn't even meditating or anything because I felt uncomfortable. And I was wondering if you could see anything revolving that, because I couldn't for the life of me figure out what could have possibly changed that just made everything seem like it was better.
So when you were working, you became aware of this presence. Were you speaking to it directly, or did you try to talk out loud about it? You know, out loud in your mind's eye, you were talking to it, talking to your guides. You were trying to get this dealt with.
Yeah, I've been trying to get it dealt with. We have had a long conversation in the past about this. I felt like I had, you know, something bad in here. And basically I had a friend that kind of planted the seed of negativity, and I think fear took hold in me and made matters worse. You know what I mean? With me having new abilities, and I began to fear. And the more I was afraid, the more activity I began to experience in my home. And then I had to, it's a little difficult, but I had to quell my fear, and I've tried to pray through it and say, you know, I don't want this to deter me from using my gifts, because for the last month or so, it kind of has, I'm leery to open up because I felt uncomfortable. And now I'm not sure if I felt uncomfortable just because there's just flat out just presence here. Or if, in fact, maybe it was something of a little more negative nature, and for whatever reason, it's let up.
Well, self-doubt broadcasts just like confidence does. It's easy to detect both, you know, emotionally. I mean, mediums and psychics can pick that up a heartbeat away, you know. You were basically trying to get comfortable with this. I don't feel like so much you did it on your own consciously, but I think that you were getting encouragement from the other side to really face this down and get control of it, and you did. And
that's
this
good.
Is the report.
That's what I was hoping to hear, because that it was me, maybe, that me, you know, even though it wasn't all of a sudden 4 days ago, I got control of it, but that I've been, you know, gradually, continuously saying, you know, I can't go on like that, you know. Something's got to give.
Yeah, they're showing me a picture of Teddy Roosevelt saying, bully, bully. They're kind of bully for you. I mean, I just got that picture. What the hell? It's like this funny thing. But, yeah, they're just – your guides are really happy with you. This is important self-development for you. The big thing with you is confidence. It's the number one problem with mediums the world over. Is self-confidence and giving yourself permission to have a bad night, you know, and having a bad day when you're reading stuff, because you'll be off, and you just damn the torpedoes, and you don't let it affect your confidence, because you got to get back up and get out there. And but in this case, you were being presented with a real situation. This is part of the training class. You just have to get out there and go do it and face it down, and you know, you'll beat it. And you did. You got your own house back. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, you're in control. So, you know, kudos to you. I mean, tip of the hat, because that's what I did. I mean, I actually had a negative entity grab me in my house, and actually was trying to haul me out of bed by my feet. And I dealt with that. I got up, and I wasn't, fearful. I was mad, and I got out, and, I got up and yelled, "You son of a bitch." And I started getting crazy, and I'm going, "You are out of here. And here's how we're going to do this." And I grabbed the sage, and I'm like 3 a.m, I'm up going, spirits went vamoose. And I didn't have a spirit in here again for 6 months. They got the idea. Now I'm letting a few in that are well-behaved, but, they come and go, and it's like they let me know they're around, and okay, that's cool, but you got to follow the rules. And that's the deal. So you set the conditions for your home. This is your home. They don't get to come in just anytime they want. So you can have them wait in the foyer while, if they want to come in, they'll knock and make their presence known. You go over there and you can deal with them. And that's how I do it. I mean, they get the point across. So my knock on the wall. Okay. All right. You can come in. And then we can figure out what they got going on. But
a major learning experience when you're starting out is treading lightly with, you know, inviting communication, because you don't want to be bombarded, or you don't want anything scary to happen. But you don't want to be too wary and then miss out, you know.
Yeah, it's
learn
it's
as
some
you go.
You are learning as you go. You're going to make big mistakes. I mean, mine was, I did invite a few in, and next thing I knew, I had, you know, the whole town was here, you know, and it was crazy. And, you know, I had every crazy earthbound out there, and, you know, it's like, God, you guys, you know, wake up. You know, and I finally, you know, understood what I was doing wrong, and, you know, quit inviting that. Now it's like, you know, they'll do little tricks. The earthbounds will try little tricks with me, but I just go, if you're not serious about crossing over, don't talk to me. You know, I mean, really, unless I'm investigating you, really, I just don't have time for this. And they leave me alone here on the property. You know, I am going to be, you know, giving them a little reward, you know, doing an investigation tomorrow, you know, or not tomorrow night, but the day after tomorrow here on the property, you know, because, you know, I'm wanting to do something with regard to a TV show that's potentially I could be on because of it. So because of our case here. So they are very aware that I'm going to be doing this, by the way. So I think they're going to give me a good performance. But bottom line is it's just, you know, you have the control. You have the ability to tell them, you know how to interact with you, and you control everything. You're far more powerful than they are, in a lot of ways. You know, because as biological beings, we have a lot more energy at our disposal. In our reality, you know, they can only do certain things, you know, in their world. When we go over there, that they have the advantage, but you know, it's definitely it's tough on both sides, you know, to do the work together. And but you're especially suited for it. You know, you've been really groomed well, and I just think a little bit of you know, a little shine here, a little training there, and you're going to be like writing books and doing all kinds of neat stuff.
Well, as soon as I can get the caliber of my information to go from it's reliable but it's petty, it's like, okay, I saw you just got a haircut or you've been divorced. As soon as I can get enough where I can get something tangible that people want to know, like more future-based or more just useful, then, you know, I wouldn't mind getting some experience like a telephone psychic or something where I can dig in there and, you know, work with people. But right now, that's the only thing that's hold me back a little. You know, I'm out there doing it, but, you know, it's just kind of contrite almost a lot, some of the stuff that I get.
You don't walk into being a medium overnight. It's not something that, you know, everybody, I'm doing it at a pace I'm very comfortable with, and, you know, I make no money at it, that's for sure. You know, I mean, there's people, and I've got my critics, you know, and you'll get yours too, and they're going to say all sorts of stuff, and you just ignore them. You know, the big thing is just take it at a pace you can deal with. And you're talking about the little things. Well, those are big successes. Every little hit you get develops your confidence. Yeah, it's really good for you. And what, you know, is funny is you find out you end up telling people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. And that sometimes is really tough, especially if you get somebody who's got a very fixed mental, you know, view of what they are calling in about or wanting to talk to you about. And
yeah,
some get told
that.
Just, oh boy, you know, and you know, then they'll tell you you're wrong, and it's like, well, you know, I know what I'm getting. Sorry. And you just have to kind of stick to your guns. And you know, that's a good thing to be.
With me getting information from other people's guides, I think it works like that a lot, because no matter what they ask me about, either whether it's a tarot reading or just a regular reading, it's like, well, they're going to say what they want to say, you know. I mean, they've got a message they want to give you. It doesn't matter what you're asking me about. Sometimes
yep.
They just say what they want to say.
Yeah, I mean, you have really no control over who's going to come into your sphere other than, you know, for the highest good. You know, when I sit down to do work on the radio and I'm doing this kind of stuff, I do an immediate, you know, white light around me the whole bit. And then the next step is I just ask, you know, one, God, let it go good tonight, you know, and then the next is just, you know, let me pass on the messages as they come, you know, and damn the torpedoes, you know. It's
sometimes
just
that's harder than, you know, you think, like, especially for me, getting messages for family members and people who I haven't, so to speak, come out of the psychic closet with. I mean, I had to really step out of my comfort zone to deliver a lot of messages that I got, because even if they weren't a really big thing, you know, I didn't know if they were going to laugh at me or tell me I was ridiculous or not, but I got the distinct message that when I got this stuff, I had to pass it on. You know, it was not selective. Oh, you can give this message, but not this one. Whatever I got, I had to pass along. And it's worked out remarkably well. I mean, I've been surprised. Some people are kind of, you know, they're okay, but, you know, they received it better than I thought.
Yeah, it's, that's the trick, is just you just have to trust what you're getting and just go with it and just go all the way. With the honesty, and you're going to get it wrong on the interpretation. You know, there's nobody 100% in this business, and you know, if they say they are, I'm going to be looking at them going, but you know, you'll interpret a symbol wrong, you'll interpret a message not the way the spirit intended, and you're just going to strike, like, you know, you'll hit a wall, and you go, what? And that's the ones where you just have to just pick up and go, let it go. Move on. I didn't understand what they said. They'll just readjust what they're going to tell me next. And that's just comes with experience, just looking at it. Because some people, I've had mediums I've talked to, they just go, oh my God, I got this one wrong. It's like, well, just let it go. You know, I mean, you know, does everybody hit a home run when they go and play baseball? It's like, even the great strike out, you know, about 60% of the time, you know, but it's the 40% you remember. So it's just, but your case, you're remarkably accurate. I mean, I just think you're going to do really well. I mean, I'm bolstering you because you really need it, and you need to hear that. You know,
well, I'm just going to go out there and just do it. That's what my goal is. You know, if I mess it up, I mess up, but I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to go out there and do it every chance I get, you know.
Yeah, no, honey, you're going to do great. It's just the big thing for you is just the confidence. You know, this has been the theme all night, internal self-confidence with it, you know, passing on the messages as they come, and then just have the guts and the gumption to go out there and just, you know, do it. And to hell with what everybody else says. You know, you're doing this because of you. I mean, that's why I do this stuff. I mean, you know, I mean, I'll tell you, I'll tell you personal stuff. I mean, I had, you know, and I'm recording it, it's on air, but, you know, my dad, you know, got diagnosed, you know, not diagnosed, but a test has come back that's real indicative of a, you know, a very serious problem. And, you know, that problem is being looked at. And, you know, it can really just knock you back. You know, I'm still able to read, you know, and I'm trusting, you know, the stuff coming through, but it's just not as good for me tonight, you know, because it's a personal upset.
Your focus is split.
Pardon me?
Your focus is split because you're thinking about that in the back of your mind.
Yeah, it's been really, it really hits you, but you've seen how I did tonight. I'm not doing half bad, considering.
No,
you're
doing well.
I could be better, but, you know, you get up, you know, this is the part where you do mediumship and, you know, and you're going to go out there and you got to face it down. I mean, Kathy, you know, my co-host, she's always good about, you know, kind of pushing the, you know, you got to get on, the show must go on kind of thing. And she really pushes me, and that's a good thing to do. There's just going to be those nights where it's just not happening for you. And although I do have to, there was a story I remember, Sammy Davis Jr., somebody actually my mother met and actually got to party with him. He was a real nice guy. And, you know, the original Rat Pack, and my mother was out partying with him. But he had a night where he was at a show in Vegas, and he just was not on the mark at all. Everything he did was, you know, he was messing up on songs. All of a sudden he goes, he looks up and says, "Folks, sometimes I got it, sometimes I don't." And
that
then he just,
iconic.
And what he did is he says, "Sorry, I'm just going to have to go rest up. I'm tired because I've had a rough week myself. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pay for all your dinners for having coming out here tonight." And he paid like an ungodly expensive bill for all these people sitting there in this giant hall. He paid for that and covered their expenses right out of his salary. I mean, you know, and I always respected that. You know, I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, that's like a unique situation. But in our case, I mean, you know, you're not going to have. This is more about me. I'm talking about this for, you know, what I'm going through right now. But you get up and you just keep moving, you know. And I, you know, personally, I get with you that you've been through some challenges, you know, some real big ones with this this whole thing, from an acceptance level. and I think it's not so much other people, it's yourself.
Coming to terms with my gifts as far as my Christianity too, because Southern Baptist, need I say more, there's a lot of walls up there, and you know, not just with other people, but with coming to terms with, took me a long time to come to terms with, you know, look, this is a God-given gift. If this was wrong, then God wouldn't have given me this gift, and as I'm praying and having a wonderful prayer life, it wouldn't be flowering like it is. So there was a mental coming to terms with what I already knew deep down inside, but it had just kind of been pushed aside by you know, people's religious beliefs and interpretations.
Yeah, so it's one of the most destructive things in the world when you, for a medium, when you're dealing with entrenched social, you know, social and, you know, societal conditioning. And, you know, I mean, if I listen to my father, who absolutely just despises what I do, I mean, he's just, even in the state he's in, you know, he just, you know, he totally puts it down. You know, and I'm a senior computer scientist. I mean, I do this other work, and I really don't give a damn. I'm 51 years old. I don't, you know, I've made my mark. I don't care what anybody thinks of me now. I'm just going to follow my star and have fun with this because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's congrats to you because you're doing the same thing. You've hit that mark and you've gone, you're just going, to hell with it. You know, this is what God intended. Follow what God said because God gave you this. You're right. That's exactly where this gift comes from.
It can't just be held up by just someone's interpretation of certain biblical passages. It's just what has become my understanding of it. Luckily, I'm not one that really cares a whole lot what other people think of me anyway. But, you know, as feeling, you know, compelled to be of Christian nature, you know, I did struggle with certain passages in the Bible. And then I prayed and decided, well, you know, this is a gift from God. I'm going to go for it, but I'm going to go for it with God right there with me. And, you know, my major prayer is going to be, if I'm doing something I'm not supposed to, then slam the door in my face. You know, you gave it to me, you can turn it off. And it's been the opposite. I've been shown, and, you know, I just hear people talk on a show or in a book or something, and what they say just speaks volumes to how I feel as far as, you know, the conflict of religion and other people's interpretation of what's wrong and what's not.
Well, you're following your star, huh? It's that I think you've got a great future ahead of you. And I, if I had to give a number to anything, it's going to be 2 to 3 years of intense work. And in the middle of all that, there's going to be radio, potentially television stuff. It's really as far as you want to take it, and I don't see you staying where you're at in that area like you have been. It's going to evolve. You know, I don't know if you're married or not. I mean, are you married?
Married with kids, stay-at-home mom.
I just get a feeling this may change some things. It's going to be definitely an evolution for you. How does your husband feel about all this?
He is being very supportive, as, you know, I would have never pegged him for giving much credit to things of the spirit and the spirit world, but he's been very receptive and very supportive, and he's just really been there for me, and it's been pretty awesome. And I've also gotten a feeling, I keep hearing, because for a long time my life was real stagnant and nothing was happening, and I felt kind of chained out here to the middle of nowhere housewife, but I keep getting the message that next year my youngest goes into school, and then, you know, I'm going to have free time, and I'm going to have more ability to go out there and do something. I don't know what it is, but, you know, I'm going to have, like, a chance to venture out, so to
speak.
I
would, you know, I just was flashed a picture for you, and you're reading, you're a voracious reader, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all in.
Your job, your mission, Children of Trollstar Accepted, is to go forward. And, you know, there's a book, some books by Mia Dolan. Have you ever heard of her?
No, let me write that down. Mia or Mia?
M-I-A, and then it's D-O-L-A-N. And if you go out on Amazon.com just to look it up, Mia is a British medium, very, very good, very respected, somebody I have a lot of admiration for. Read her story. She's got some books out there. You can get them used for a very inexpensive price, you know, and just, you know, $4 shipping. It's a hell of a bargain. And she's got, you know, a lot of great titles. But go through and look at all the mediumship books and read up on all of the different mediums and what they've gone through. There's Cheryl Booth is another one that's real close to me, who I'm her book called My Brother is Johnny Angel, I think is what it's called, is the name of the book. My Brother is Johnny Angel. And I just read that on my Kindle, and oh my God, I mean, you couldn't hardly put it down. And it's all the human stories, the stories of mediums and what they go through. And another gentleman by the name of Brian Hurst, H-U-R-S-T, and what he went through as a British medium and the things he learned. You know, so bottom line is, I'm just saying, you know, I'm giving you some titles, and you can find your own and just kind of go where your heart leads you. But these are the people that went down the path before you and me, and they're the ones I'm studying. And
you recommended a book to me a while back called So You Want to Be a Medium? And I laughed at the title. I thought, this is going to be cheesy. And I read it, and it was really what I needed at the time. I mean, it was a phenomenal book, I thought, for someone really, you know, exploring mediumship.
Yeah, I mean, that gives you the flavor and some of the techniques, but now you know, you're at the point where you're practicing, you know, practicing the art. Now
right.
The step is see, you know, how it affects real live people. And yeah, these are the kinds of books I'm mentioning because I think it'll help, you know, it's one thing to call in on a radio show. It's another to go out there and really read and feel the lives these people have had. And you're so open, you tune into them, and they're going to be going, I think they'll be like all looking around going, who is this woman that's coming through to me as they're working on their day? But, I mean, that's kind of the thing that I think you need, too. You know, just immerse yourself in it. It will do all kinds of things to open you up. Like there's things I've learned in those books, especially with Cheryl Booth. Very, very good medium, and she's got techniques that I just went, I never thought of that. You know, and so those are the little gifts that they give you. And Easter eggs that you'll find in these books, and you definitely need it. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice here. But, well, I'm going to have to go here, Hunt, because I got to get up and fly in this CJ-6 aircraft tomorrow, and I'm going to need some get my sleep because I'm going to be flying all over California. So,
well, I appreciate you taking time. I know it's late. I enjoyed talking with you, and I'll see you on the show.
Okay.
I'll be listening.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Okay, see you later, Christine. All right, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We have been through one extraordinary night. I'll summarize this real quickly. We did a lot. You know, I did not get to talk to Debbie Caruso, so I'm going to talk to you, Debbie. I'm going to bring you down somehow. We're going to do a special show maybe Saturday night or something. I'll do something where we can bring you through. But doing a lot of mediumship and definitely a big challenge for me tonight because of my state of mind right now is a little bit off. So I will do some work on myself tonight before I go to bed, even though it's late, and definitely deal with this and make it so that I can read a little bit better, talk to my guides about it. But, you know, thank you to all my friends out there. Thank you for everybody who comes through and all the wonderful people who make this all possible and to the spirits that make it possible. So thank you all, and I will see you guys again on Sunday. And we will be having our guests then, and you'll see us at 8 o'clock. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're signing off, folks.